Blog Talk Radio.
The United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
Right step in a wrong world.
And I need
shop with downtown charm and fashion-forward taste. A women's clothing and accessory store that offers carefully selected items with friendly service in a boutique-like atmosphere. The Curiosity Shop is never overcrowded and always a great shopping experience. Ann Klein, Escada, Liz Claiborne, Ann Taylor, Dana Buckman, and more. From petite to full figure, the Curiosity Shop is the place for you. Open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 6, Saturday 10 to 4. Located on Route 224 in the Hilltop Village Plaza next to McDonald's in Canfield. It's fashion on a budget. It's the Curiosity Shop.
When it was your father's Democratic Party, gas cost 25 cents a gallon, and a loaf of bread was 22 cents. The Pledge of Allegiance was said in school, and we prayed each day. Religion was respected. The government was there to help those in trouble with a hand up, not a hand out. People worked hard, and success was admired. America was strong. We did not apologize. Is Obama's America the change you voted for? This election, vote to make America, America again. Sponsored by RagPAC, not affiliated with any candidate or candidates committee.
You've heard it all before. Gold and silver prices are at record levels, and you've heard all the promises from the out-of-town companies saying they'll pay the highest prices. But can you really be sure?
Everybody says the same thing. It's spending in everyone's head, but where do you go? You go to First Choice Coin in Boardman, paying highest prices guaranteed.
Meet Tom, owner of First Choice Coin and Jewelry in Boardman, and he'll make sure you get the highest price for your unwanted gold or silver.
We pay the highest prices guaranteed. Check around, get your prices, and we guarantee we'll be the highest prices paid for your gold and silver.
And what makes First Choice different?
We're locally owned. We have many return customers. We have a lot of people that check prices, and they end up at our store. And we also offer jewelry repair, jewelry appraisals. We have a GIA graduate gemologist on staff.
First Choice Coin and Jewelry, 7807 Market Street in Boardman, next to Boardman Nissan. Call 330-629-9990. See store for gold guarantee details.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to Tracy and Friends. I'm here. The number is 347-945-5229. It is open mic today. Want to welcome your calls today. I'm not fair. They say, Tracy, that's not fair. I never said I was fair. I'm not going to tell you that I'm fair and balanced. I'm not, but I am here, and I do want to hear from you. And again, the number is 347-945-5229. For those of you who are listening to in the Youngstown Mahoning Valley area, want to send my condolences out to Pastor Lonnie Simon, Kwajo Asim Simon. That was my friend, and he used to be the pastor of New Bethel Baptist Church over on the south side of Youngstown, and he was there for 30 plus years, and he was a great contributor to our community and to my life personally. He and I, we agreed on a lot of things. We disagreed on a lot of things, but we had the same common interest, which was a betterment for the Mahoning Valley and for the people around here. And I did my best, and I'm doing my best to try to fill some serious shoes, because they really, some of these guys that have left before me, I have sat down for hours on end, listening to them, fighting with them, yelling at them, them yelling at me, telling me to shut up, telling me I've got two ears to hear and only one to speak, and I need to hear more than speak more. And Isidore Blakely, and McCullough Williams, Tom Gross, Pete Starks. These are just some of them that that really have impacted my political life, both Republican and Democrat. all my senior, and going to miss them. You have no idea who people are until you get to sit down for hours every day drinking coffee and watching them take the world apart and put the world back together again. And then I've got to say to my living friend, Mr. Arlette Gatewood, I know that we disagree on a lot of politics right now, but I know that we agree on a lot of things. Mr. Edgar Giddens, Dr. Perry, and they you have to realize they really, if you have older people in your life, you know, no matter who they are, you need to sit down with them and talk with them and find out what's really going on. They may not be able to work a cell phone and an iPad and a computer like we do. They may not be able to quote Socrates and Plato. They may not know the theories of life. They may not be able to tell you pi squared. But when it comes to having good old-fashioned common sense and being able to read through things, they know some things and they knew some things. And those of you who have aunts and uncles who are around that you ignore, and grandparents and parents that you ignore, thinking that, well, that's the old way of doing things, and you know more than they do. I'm just here to remind you that they've probably forgotten more than you know. And if you sit down with them, and if you can get through all the rambling that they're going to do, and sit down with them and hear what they have to say, you'll be surprised what you'll learn, and how you'll learn what they learn. I look at Pete Starks, and he got more done as an only African American on city council than we do with a majority of African Americans on city council. I just want you to realize that. And we need to really start appreciating our seniors. You know, you can learn some things from them. I mean, yeah, there's some stuff that, you know, that just won't fit. And, you know, you don't have to go to the Dewey Decimal System at the library anymore. But what you do have to realize is, you know, though things change, they really stay the same in a lot of areas. So it is open mic today. I do want to hear from you. The number is 347-945-5229. I'm going to open up this conversation, and I'm going to say, in reference to Storm Sandy and all the devastation that's going out there, does anybody realize that no one has stopped and said, you know, let's pray for the victims? You don't hear anyone saying, you know, God, help us with this. Give us guidance and give us clarity. I mean, I just wanted to know if you guys noticed that. You know, I'm watching the news, and right now I'm in a 24-hour news cycle. I go to bed with the news. I wake up with the news. I'm trying to find out everything going on about everybody. Was taking a test for elevation at my church, and I told them I'm trying to find out what the Bible say, what people say, what Obama say, what Romney say, what all these people are saying. And I'm telling you, I'm watching news. I'm paying attention to everything that's going on as much as I possibly can. I'm on Facebook, and I'm trying to do due diligence. I'm on the internet. I'm on Drudge Report. I'm on MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, Huffington Post. You know, there's a post, there's a blog. I'm trying to hit them all. And I just want y'all to know, I just made an observation that no one is saying, you know what, let's honor God and say, you know what, God, we thank you for the lives that were spared. We thank you for the technology that was given to us, that we could actually prepare people to leave. God, we thank you that we've lost some life, but we haven't lost as much life as we could. And God, give us guidance and give us direction, because we got to pay for all this stuff to make it come back. And I'm like, that's really kind of sad. You know, we close everything by saying God bless America, but my question is, have we really stopped and said, you know what? Do you realize, folks, that we're broke? I don't think y'all people realize America broke. I mean, it's like somebody hitting me with a $50 billion bill and telling me they want me to pay it. You can't come in here today and tell me you want me to pay a $100 bill, let alone a $50 million bill. And this, I mean, you, we have devastation of a city. The city is just gone now. Cities are, I mean, that New Jersey coastal system, I'm quite sure is breathtaking. It will take you away because you have to realize it's not there anymore. People, and I'm here to tell y'all, most people probably did not have flood insurance. Why have flood insurance when it don't flood like that? So you're looking at all these people in New York, and they may have renter's insurance, but it may not have covered flood. And water is dangerous. You know, water tear up something. I mean, if you guys ever, like, let the tub run over and water flow everywhere, well, just think about this. We have a lot of this, and we don't really understand that. It's kind of sad, but these people, I don't know if we realize that they may not be able to recover. And the government just doesn't have the money to give you everything back. And then you have blocks that caught on fire. I mean, everything is gone. Hey, Stanley, how are you? What do you want?
Very good, very good. I'm listening to what you're saying. Yes, we're going to have difficulty in New York, but I hope we're going to find a way.
Yeah.
Especially the people that lost 80 houses. Oh, those guys. But to go back to what you're saying, when you said in the beginning, we're not praying, we're not doing this, well, a lot of people are not believing the thing that you're saying in God.
I know.
And
I know.
A lot of people don't believe what you're saying. Don't believe the Bible.
I know.
Don't believe your God. Don't believe the concept. They believe that when you're saying that it's God who did this, God who did that, I'm sorry. I don't believe that. It's us who are responsible. It's us as human beings that could do great things. It's us as human beings of saying, you know what, we need to work together. We're Americans. We need to work together. We need to find a solution. We need to stop having some bickery between each other. And let's put religion aside and let's work together. Because we're never going to deal with it. You come with God, and some people are mad and offended when you come with God.
Guess what,
don't
family?
Really hear that.
That's what
some
I'm saying.
Some people
want to
hear
saying.
The solution and want to hear
family.
What are we
that's
going to
what
do?
I'm saying. That's yeah. what I said. I said you have to realize whether you like it or not, whether you agree with me or not, we are still a nation that the majority of us are a Christian nation.
No, we're
but
not.
You,
we're
you,
not
no,
as much
no,
Christian
no,
as you,
you
think.
We don't, you don't want us to be, but we are.
No. It's not I don't want you to be.
The statistics clearly show that more people
think.
Affirm that they are a part of a Christian religion, whether
yes,
it be Catholic, Protestant, and or Presbyterian.
Go, Tracy, they say
you
that,
are still
but
in, you're still
like
in the minority, sweetie.
No, I'm not. I'm not in the minority, Tracy. If you read many books, it's getting bigger and bigger. I'm not
we
in
understand.
The minority.
Listen, we're not talking about how big it is. I'm not telling you that it is, you know, it's not getting larger and larger. Don't get me wrong. I'm not disputing that. That is true. What I'm saying is, what I'm saying is fact. The majority of Americans still say they relate to a Christian religion.
No, they relate to a God. They don't know what God. Some people, it's
Stanley, they relate to a Christian religion. Now, we're talking about Protestant, Catholic, Presbyterian. They all relate to a Christian religion. The majority of America. Listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth. The majority of Americans say they relate to a Christian religion. So what I'm saying is, if that be true, you still don't see any of them saying, you know, God, help us. Whatever. And as a matter of fact, let's put it like this. You got to understand that they are in a situation that they're getting ready to choose between an amoral platform and a platform that stands on or a Mormon platform. And they're still not looking for guidance. It is what it is. And my question is, have you noticed it?
Yeah.
Then,
yeah,
and is it a
of
good
course,
thing?
I've noticed it.
And
of
do
course.
You think that it's a good thing?
Well, I think that's where we're, I think it's a, for me it is. I think it is a good thing that we're
You think
that
it's a good thing?
Yeah.
But you're one
and
of the few.
The only thing that I wish we would do more is as Americans work together to find solutions. And let's stop praying from God or praying something to find solution. Let's find solution on our own as Americans.
You can't find a solution on your own.
Yes, we can. We
no, you can't. You sound like Obama. Yes,
God,
we can. No, you can't.
God didn't invent the computer. God didn't invent medicine.
God didn't do anything, did he?
No, God
Hold
has
on, Stanley.
Medicine.
I know. He has nothing to do with anything.
Medicine.
But he gives you breath, and he gives you the air that you breathe, whether you acknowledge him or not. Go ahead, new caller, 506, your mic is on. Okay. The number is 347-945-5229. It is open mic, and I will go anywhere today. But it is just sad, and I you don't have to agree with me. And as I said yesterday, we are not fair and balanced here on Tracy and Friends, and I'm sorry that we're not, but we're not, and we never will.
No, you're real. You're keeping it real. That's why I like your show, because you're real. You go with what you believe in, and you're not going to apologize for what you believe in. That's why.
No.
That's why you have my utmost respect. You don't apologize for what you believe in. You believe what you believe. And there's many things I agree with you. There's many things I agree. What the guest that you had yesterday, that was excellent, Tracy. Excellent.
I know.
That,
he was
that
good,
was
wasn't he?
That even me blew my mind. I'm going to go buy this book of this guy.
It's a good
Definitely
book.
Definitely going to encourage this guy. Because what you did yesterday was something that we all Americans should have known a long time ago. And we don't.
But we don't know anything. And my issue is, why not? But when
because
I say that,
they don't want to teach us in school. They don't want to teach us the truth in school. Can you imagine in school they would teach us all those things and say to people how to basically be financially dependent, financially know how to do the things of money, what's happening with the government, things like that? You really think that let's put Obama and Romney. You think that if we were a knowledgeable American, you think that Romney or Obama would be president, would be election for president? You don't think that we would get higher, more respectable people as president of the United States?
Let me say this. We would. The reason why they keep us dumb is because they want us dumb.
Of course.
And I've said that before.
Yes.
That's nothing new. And my question is, when are we going to understand that they keep us uninformed?
Well, when we're going to have a great show like you did yesterday, that's a lot of people.
We have a great show every day. We got a great show every day, whether you agree with it or not.
I'm not saying you didn't have a great show every day, but yesterday, I got to say, it was one of your talk shows, because even that guy, when he came in and talked what he had to say, I'm sorry, even me, I was taking notes.
That's good. That's good. I'm telling you, go get his book. His book is really, really good. But I'm saying to you,
please invite him again. Please do, because
I will. I will. We'll have him on again, and we'll have some other people on there like that. I got to thank Styx for that, because actually Styx was trading books with a friend of his and found that information out and brought it to me. And that's what networking is all about. And again, this is not about being this is not about agreeing with everything that I say, but it's about understanding that we don't know as much as we need to know so that we can advance.
No.
And that's something and that's what I'm saying. And I'm just saying, and whether you agree with me or not, Stanley, when it comes to the God factor, you have to understand, after every catastrophe in America, we've always gone to some type of prayer, some type of acknowledgement of a superior being. Have you never noticed that?
Yeah, of course I did.
How about now? You don't see that now. You may call it good. I'm calling it, I don't think it's all that great.
Okay.
You've got to understand how this has changed. And it's changed with this president.
Well, it's changed not over the president. I think it's changed over a lot of people, like I've told you, and I think we talked about it, Gracie. A lot of
Stanley,
people
it, still came, it still came with this president. The manifestation of it came with this president.
Yeah, the manifestation came because we were losing hope. We're losing
again.
Hope.
And so he brought hope in, but he kicked God out. You're right. He brought hope in, but he sure enough kicked God out. Because God is no longer a necessary entity in any of this, because we can do all this on our own, as you said earlier. And that's what we are becoming to believe. And it's not, and to me, it's not true. And I'm just making a observation of what I've seen, because people aren't paying attention to what I just said. I mean, it's just true. People are not paying attention to what I just said. And we have gone through this major catastrophe in the United States of America. And I don't hear anybody saying, you know what, maybe we need to just stop and say, God, how in the world are we going to pay for this? Because what I looked at the numbers when it came down to the FEMA budget, FEMA is something like $18 billion in the hole. And it's going to cost, I'm sorry, $18 billion in the hole because they're still trying to pay for Katrina. And we are getting ready to add to this number and quadruple it. How are they going to build the Jersey Shore with no money, without pulling out that credit card again that we already owe to China to have them help us rebuild what we're not prepared for?
We got to pray every day that China doesn't say one day, hey, where's your money back? We want our money back. That's when all hell's going to break loose, like the person said.
That's what I'm saying. And so how are you going to be a super nation when you owe everybody everything and you don't have any sovereignty at all?
Yeah.
I mean, we need to really ask that. We need to ask a question right now while they're on the campaign trail. That should be a question that we ought to be asking.
Of course.
And we're not asking it right now. We're talking about how, you know, Christie and Barack Obama were holding hands going down the boulevard. That's the number one story today. That's not the issue. How are we going to pay for this? Do we realize how much it's going to cost to build that back up again?
And do we realize the interest that we're paying every year for that?
That's what I'm saying. And we don't have any more money. We're broke.
We're the confidence of the whole wide world. The day that the whole wide world say we don't trust American money anymore, we're done.
They already don't trust it. Right now, they're just trying to figure out a way to best get by, and so it'll be a win-win situation.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I want to hear that. I want somebody to ask that question of our people that are running. How are we going to pay for this catastrophe? Because we definitely have one.
Yeah.
And it's major. And we really haven't seen it in daylight. We have no idea what this is going to look like when the lights really do shine on this problem.
Tracy, would you accept a little bit more taxes if it would guarantee that all that money would go to pay off the debt that we owe?
No way.
No way?
No. Okay. You got to realize you're $16 trillion in debt.
Okay.
How
much people are we in America, in the United States, 300 million?
No, we right now, every citizen of the United States owes $56,000 to the federal government because of the debt we're in.
So even if we pay more tax, we won't be able to pay that debt?
No, and even if we pay more tax, actually, if we take all the money from all the 1%, we still will not be able to pay the taxes.
I know that part. That's true. But if we all decided to put a little bit more time in,
No. Because that we right now we're having a hard time paying the interest on what we owe. I mean, I'm serious. Did anybody go out yesterday? The number is 347-945-5229. Did anyone go out? I said go out and ask people how many zeros are in a trillion, and what numbers do you get? Most of us cannot even count that high. We have no idea what that number is. And that is a problem. We owe more than the American electorate can actually count. They don't understand what that number is. It's just that big. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. And with that, you know, we don't understand
that. Six four six, your mic is on.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm doing very good. I wanted to mention something that you guys, to basically add into the conversation that you guys haven't mentioned yet.
Yeah.
All right. Well, basically, with national debt and all of these economic issues, I personally like to dream about fucking Korean boys in the
ass and shoving Doritos
all over their faces.
You really can't go
there. Smashing
we're on terrestrial radio, and that's not that much of an open mic. 269, your mic is on.
Well, I certainly don't share his.
what'd you say?
I certainly don't share his views.
No, man, he's going to get me kicked off the air for real.
Yeah, one of the things, which Stanley was talking about, you know, looking at ways to, and you about reducing the deficit. But one of the things that it appears that Republicans, when you talk about compromise, and you're absolutely right, Tracy, everybody knows that it's not a secret. You can't tax enough to take care of the deficit. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that you're going to have to do something about entitlements. Everybody knows that. So it's a matter of compromise. And I think if we just focus there, okay, or we say, well, we're going to leave taxes the way they are and we're going to do it all with entitlements. Well, everybody knows you can't do it with just killing entitlements, right, Tracy?
No, you can't.
Okay, so it is going to you agree that it's going to have to be a compromise?
Correct.
Okay. So I think if we stick there and then begin to talk about what do these compromises look like, you know, I think you can start somewhere. But
you can't.
Remember, what? Oh, huh? You can't.
You can't. No.
You can't compromise?
No.
Well, okay, well, let's talk about that then. Let's talk about why.
Do you understand why there's no compromising in Washington today?
Why?
Well, let me say this and then I'll give it to you. One thing I do know, I watched a Republican debate. I watched this with my own eyes. And the moderator asked him, would you take the 10-to-1 deal, meaning raising revenue against, what was it, 10 cuts to, I forget what it was, but it was talking about getting rid of entitlements, 10-to-1 to raising taxes, one. And all of them said no.
Right.
Now, how is that a compromise?
Listen, because I just got to tell you, you can't compromise in Washington today.
Why
who can't compromise?
You can't compromise in Washington today.
Who can't? Not you. Who
no.
can't compromise?
No one can compromise in Washington today.
Why? Why? Why, Tracy?
Because you can never be right.
But it's not about being right.
Yeah,
it's about
family. That wasn't the issue. You can never be right. Listen to what I'm saying. We have allowed partisan politics to get into the place where you can never be great. You can never be right, because even if you tell me that the sky is blue, I've got to tell you, no, it's not. There's no way.
So, Tracy, do you think that Mitt Romney, which he's saying that he's going to be able to do, that he is going to get the compromise that's needed? Is he lying?
For the $5.7
trillion? Yeah. Is he lying, Tracy? Since you can't get compromise.
What I'm saying is, if you, this is what I believe. Only someone, and I might as well just say this out loud. I think Mitt Romney has the ability to do better than anyone else. For the simple reason is, he doesn't have to worry about his ego getting in the way of where he's headed. Because he's successful walking into the place. He's already done the great things of life. So he's walking in there a little bit different than the average Bill Clinton. You know, George Bush is not proving nothing to his daddy. Bill Clinton's not trying to boost his ego and find another wife or a girlfriend. And Hillary's not trying to be the first great, great woman. And Barack Obama is not trying to become the first black president and the first man to change the fundamental structure of America. So I don't think Mitt Romney has that ego issue that a lot of other candidates before him have. So he's the kind of person that is going to probably be that he's not going to care if even Republicans get mad at him. Because when you hear him talking about stopping and plugging the loopholes in the tax code, those people that are like you and I who don't have to worry about the loop or the hole in the tax code, we're not paying attention to that. And other people are saying, well, I don't believe he'll do that. The reason why you have people like General Electric not paying taxes is because there are loopholes in the tax code where wealthy people are not paying as much as they should. It's not about them having to pay more on their capital gains. It's about them slipping through the loops as they go up the system. And I think he's really going to tick a whole lot of people off. And that says something, because you need someone who doesn't care if people don't like them. And I think Romney has that kind of attitude. That's my personal opinion. And the person that I saw while I was in Tampa, that's the person that I saw. And, again, I told you guys that he was not my first choice.
Well, you know, one of the things that I'm, as I study the political system more and more, one of the things that I'm coming to realize is that regardless of how the political winds shift and the policies shift and the parties, you know, platforms shift, one thing is certain. Those who have access to resources find ways to maneuver through the system and still come out on top.
But listen to this. And I said that, listen to this. The lights went out in New York. The lights went out in lower Manhattan, not in upper Manhattan. You realize that, right?
Yeah.
Stanley, am I wrong?
Yeah, no, you're not wrong.
So the lower Manhattan is where? It's not where the, because upper Manhattan is where the most people with the most money live. Am I right?
Yes.
Lower Manhattan is where people with lesser money live. Am I correct?
Yes.
So how the lights still on where they live but not on where they live? Because they live closer to the ocean. Am I correct? Or closer to the water?
Closer to the water.
Okay. The people that are in upper New York, they're really not trying to cram everybody onto the bus to try to get to work when they don't have any place to go to work because the light's not on where they actually do work. And you said about resources. The question is where it comes in the basic human principle where I actually get in touch with my employees and say, listen, if you can get here, but whenever you get here, just get in. And if you can't, let us know.
When I was talking about access, meaning to access into what they need out of the government or what they want the government to
you
do or what they want the government not to do.
I don't mean, but the thing is, you have access. You don't utilize it.
Tracy, and this is where you
realize that you have access to your government. And you have access to what you need. The problem is the American people don't know how to get to it.
Let me ask you something, Tracy. Do you believe that there's some things that can be best explained through research and understanding, you know, the history of social science versus opinion? Do you agree that there's certain things that can be best explained?
Yes.
Okay.
And what I'm saying to you is, you're telling me, I'm walking through it, and what I'm saying is, because of the ignorance of the American electorate, they cannot access the system as they should.
Okay, let me give you an example, Tracy. You tell me how not being ignorant changes this. When you just study the history of lobbying. Just study the history of it and the nature of it, how they access those legislators, when they access them, what they do with that access. And even if you have a smart electorate, 48 billion just last year paid to lobbyists for special interest groups.
You don't listen to what I say to you.
No, you said we ignorant.
You don't
so
listen to what you don't
ignorant.
Listen to what I say to you.
I just heard everything you said. Trish.
No, you heard me, but you don't listen.
Okay,
you can't
please
hear me.
Give it to me again. Okay,
Well, make it
we
plain.
Are ignorant as the electorate on how to access the system. Because you have to understand the lobbyists cannot use the legislature unless you allow it.
How can you stop them? What do we do?
Oh, you put people in there that don't listen to the legislature, to listen to the lobbyists.
Now, see, you're giving me your answer.
No.
Not going to listen to lobbyists. That's your
Listen to what I'm saying. The Tea Party went in there and they upset the whole apple cart. The Tea Party people went in there, and everybody hated the Tea Party. They called them a bunch of racist people and all that kind of stuff. The Tea Party went in there 2 years ago and turned the whole country on its ear. They were novice. They read the Constitution. They were fed up. And they went in there and they stopped stuff, and everybody was mad. Am I right?
No, you're right, Tracy. A lot of
okay. The reason why they were mad is because they were not being moved by the lobbyists and or by what other people did. They went in there and did what they thought was right. Now, whether you agree with them or don't agree with them, they went in there and did what they thought was right. And they were not elected by lobbyists. They actually threw people who were lobbyist-backed out of office, even in their own parties.
Tracy.
You have to understand, no matter how much money lobbyist groups put in, they have to have people that they can manipulate in the office. Our problem as the American electorate is that we allow people to get in office and then come out and give us warm fuzzies. And I'm serious. I watch our local newspaper here endorse people that they have no business endorsing, knowing that they're not doing a good job, but they actually get what they want out of it.
That was when the 2010, the sweeping of the new people coming in from the Tea Party. I think it was either the number two or the number one, the lobbying group.
Mm-hmm.
They put, I think it was $6 million or $7 million into races and into now scientists and also lawyers. And guess what their job is to do? This is
get
what
the
they,
Tea Party
check
out.
This out. Yeah, check this out. No. To what? Go and bring the new elected officials up to speed about who we are.
Listen to what I'm saying. If you put people in, and I got to take a break, but if you put people in that are going to represent you with integrity, and integrity means you're not paid for. The problem is people don't know how to move their person that they put in so that they're always beholden to them and not to the lobbyists. Again, it goes back to an ignorant electorate.
Okay, Trish.
I kid you not. And the more I'm learning, it's right now. Right now, people are voting for platforms, but yet they're voting for personalities. But most people think they're voting for personalities and not for the platform.
Well, let's go do a study, Tracy. Legislators.
You don't have to do all that.
Well,
all you've got
that
to do.
There's people that will do it. Let's go.
No. They already know. They don't want you to know. I'll be right back.
How many of you know we need to pray for the USA? Suicide rate going up. Homicide cases.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mart Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Woo! Hey, this is Pastor Tyrone talking at you.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Are you satisfied with your current level of reproductive health care? Have you been considering making a change? Dr. Hill and Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley are accepting new patients. Call 330-746-7007 for comprehensive female care that includes fertility treatment, contraception management, and prenatal care through delivery. Dr. Hill and Associates in Women's Health of Mahoning Valley provide individualized, personalized care in a soothing, first-class environment. Call 330-746-7007. Most insurances accepted.
I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News. A four-year-old boy in Lisbon was seriously injured last night when he was hit by a car. This happened during trick-or-treating hours. The boy is identified as Lane Jones. He was taken to St. Elizabeth Hospital in Youngstown. He reportedly suffered a broken arm and head injuries. A vacant house is a total loss after a fire in North Youngstown last night. Firefighters were dispatched to the home around 10 o'clock near the intersection of Todd Lane and Kensington Avenue. The structure was completely engulfed in flames before they arrived. Firefighters were able to keep the blaze from spreading to an occupied home next door. And Youngstown police are asking for leads from the public to help them solve the city's latest homicide. 21-year-old Darnell Green was shot to death Tuesday night outside a residence in the 100 block of Roslyn Avenue. Detectives believe that Green was walking up to the residence when someone else pulled up and fired the fatal shots. You're up to date. I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a couple of them.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Attention, radio station listener. This might make you say, Gerd. This station is 1500 live station, all in one, right now. Download the free app now at iHeartRadio.com.
Gerd.
Listen to Rock 104 at iHeartRadio.com.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambasstech.com. That's ambasstech.com.
This is Becky Wall from Deering Compressor. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? Then we may be looking for you. We continue to grow here at Deering, and we are searching for talented, trained individuals to fill our wide range of positions, from entry-level to quality inspectors, machine assemblers, and certified welders. Deering Compressor is proud to support the area's local education and training centers that have developed programs and degrees to prepare our local workforce for the jobs of the future.
Eastern Gateway Community College is an affordable, accredited state college for a better education.
If you're just graduating from high
high school and you want to take college classes but you don't know what to do, Eastern Gateway Community College is a good way to start to get you into college classes. So it's a good starting point, it's a good foundation to get basic courses for your education.
Deering Compressor, proud sponsor of Putting America and Our Valley Back to Work. Check us out at DeeringComp, that's DeeringComp.com.
So as I say to you, now is the time for all good people to pay attention to the fact that the world is changing right under your feet. The real grassroots movement is actually occurring, and the left wing is going berserk because their rent-a-mobs cannot match the great numbers of real people and real voters and real workers and real earners. And I think that says it all.
Youngstown's home for Michael Savage on Newstalk 600 WSOM. 1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. Hope you're having a good afternoon, and I want to thank you for hanging out with me today. It is open mic, and the number is 347-945-5229. And before I left, I was saying that, you know, we don't, and I was telling Michigan, we don't know how to engage the system, and he's trying to tell me, well, I need to go do a study on it. You know, it's already been done. The study's already been done. The study says keep y'all ignorant so that you don't know how to tell me how to do my job. And as long as you go and vote and that's all you do, then I can go do what I do. That's why there's no accountability in Congress and there's no accountability in your city hall. That's why folks can go in there and steal and say it's okay. That's why you listen to people, you know, like who endorse people and we walk through the unions like they're our friends. They keep y'all ignorant. Take this slate card in, mark it just like I told you. You a Democrat, do it this way. You a Republican, do it this way. And as long as y'all don't ask no questions, don't take no names, we'll be all right. And that's what they've done. The mics are open, guys. And I'm sorry, but it's true. And the more I learn, the more I'm finding out just how ignorant they've kept us. We're not voting for Romney and Obama. We're voting for their platform. When you go into the convention, the first thing they do when they open up the meeting, you must convene. They open up that. It's by law that you open up the meeting. And the first thing we do is we vote on a platform. And then everything that we do is stacked on top of that platform.
Tracy,
all the way up to the nomination of the vice president and the president.
If you do the research of, look, take both platforms, right? And then what you do is go and get the lobbyist groups and then look at all of the policies that they write and the policy positions and what they're advocating for. And you'll see that you're not even voting for a party platform. Special interests runs this country. And if you're saying that they don't, Tracy, go look at the policies that and who.
Listen, you don't listen. Huh? I'm what? Telling you, the reason why they run the platform is because you give them the ability to do so.
No.
Give the lobbyists the ability to run your country because you're too lazy to hold the people that you elect accountable for what they're supposed to do. And I'm not, when I say you, I'm not talking about you necessarily personally, but you as an electorate. We do not know how to engage the system, and they do. They know how to make sure that they win no matter if it's Republican and or Democrat.
Well, see, now you're contradicting yourself, man.
No, I'm not. I'm saying the reason why they run it is because you allow them.
Because I allow
you
them.
Do it.
Okay, this is what you keep saying, I allow them. For instance,
you allow them.
Okay, for instance, if you have an organization of people who want to deal with mass incarceration, let's just say,
uh-huh.
Right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You've laid out a couple of policies where you think the changes can be made, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get your elected official, man, when you get in office, will you vote for this? Yeah, I'm going to do it. Okay. Now, mm-hmm. You got to remember, in a capitalist society, There's money to be made on either side. So you have a position that you want to end mass incarceration. There's another group that has an interest in maintaining and expanding mass incarceration, right? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, they both are talking to the same one that we talk. We're talking to the same elected official, right? You agree?
No.
Wait a minute. Whoa. The one that we said, hey, we want to end mass incarceration, we're going to vote for you. If you say when you get up there, you're going to help pass these policies that end mass incarceration. Yep, I'm going to do it. The ones who want to expand and maintain mass incarceration, they're talking to the same elected official. Hey, mass incarceration stops crime. They run their spiel to him, right?
Okay. Not really.
Not really,
because you don't need to talk to the person that's on your side, really.
Hold on.
The person. In opposition.
South Carolina. Okay, this is why it's hard when you dialogue with a person, what you'd like to do is if there's information coming from both sides where there can be some type of synergy, that's what you look for. But that's not how it works. Compromising, that's exactly what you want.
What I'm trying to tell you, there is no compromise in D.C.
Wait a minute. Let me finish my point, Tracy. Now, listen to what South Carolina just said. Oh, it don't work like that.
It doesn't.
Hold on.
If I'm in love with you, and you are my end all, I ain't got no need for South Carolina. And you got to look at it just that way.
No.
Because see, I'm not even going to take your meeting. As a matter of fact, I'm going to make sure that I change my phone number and I tell my secretary that when you call, just take a message and put him on hold and they'll hang up in a minute. And what I'm saying is, now, yeah, there's some people that I'm serious, because you have to understand the reason why D.C. is a weird place. DuPont Circle is strange.
Exactly not. It's very clear when you know what's happening. It's not weird at all.
It is weird because it shouldn't be that way.
Okay,
Americans have abdicated their responsibility over to a lobbyist.
Okay, so let's...
Go ahead.
Yeah, so I wanted to finish the scenario to see where South Carolina is saying that's not true. Just using an example. It's better when we use examples that are hyperbole.
Just give you a message.
Because I only got you heard the music playing.
I got to take a break. Get to the point. I got to go.
Take your break then. Shit. I don't take it. I'll do it when you come back.
I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends.
The home for afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Latest from ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Superstorm Sandy is history, and now life must begin to return to normal for people along the East Coast. But it's going to take a long time, as in this morning's commute for many into New York City. ABC Sherry Preston spent hours driving in from New Jersey.
The whole idea of returning to normalcy is perplexing to the millions of us from New Jersey who are trying to make it into New York City right now. We have the required 3 people in the car, but we just aren't moving toward the Lincoln Tunnel. We've been here for over 2 hours and aren't anywhere near the police checkpoints where they're turning commuters with less than 3 to a car away. Most of us would usually be taking New Jersey Transit trains, which are still not running, or New Jersey Transit buses, which are completely crowded with people and stuck in the same traffic that we are.
About 4 million are still without power, and help is on the way. Power crews driving in from as far away as Canada, and in many cases, their equipment will be there before them.
Taking off from California, a fleet of giant Air Force cargo planes, 12 C-17s and 5 C-5 aircraft. They'll be fully loaded with heavy equipment, bringing double bucket cherry picker trucks, line trucks, diggers, a mobile command center, even a bunch of Ford F-150 pickup trucks. The supplies are coming from private power companies. The mobilization is a response to a request from FEMA, part of the effort to get the millions still without power back online. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
President Obama talked about his visit to hurricane-damaged New Jersey on a campaign stop in Wisconsin today.
You really get a sense of, you know, how difficult this is going to be for a lot of people. But
You know, we've also been inspired these past few days. Because when disaster strikes, we see America at its best.
Republican Mitt Romney pushed his five-point economic plan in a visit to Virginia. The Dow is up 127 points, NASDAQ ahead 39. This is ABC News.
Come into the Home Depot this season. Recycle your old Christmas lights and get up to $5 off your purchase of holiday LED lights. Those new lights will use 80% less energy but burn even brighter. Those brighter lights mean brighter Christmas savings. So bring in those old lights, working or not, and get up to $5 off some new LED lights. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through November 14th, limit 5 per customer. See store for details.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe, the company that has settled more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. can settle your debt too, while you make one low monthly program payment. You now have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. To find out how much you could save, call Freedom Debt Relief. 1-800-398-5589. 1-800-398-5589. 1-800-398-5589.
A landmark agreement on adoptions between the U.S. and Russia went into effect today. It was born out of a handful of cases where Russian children were abused by their new parents. It increases training and screening requirements for prospective adopters. ABC's Kirit Radia has details from Moscow.
It was sparked by a case in 2010 when a young boy named Artyom was placed on a plane back to Russia by his American mother with little more than a note saying she didn't want him anymore. The incident sparked outrage in Russia and led to a slowdown in some adoption cases. Since then, Russian officials have insisted on their right to visit Russian children they fear are being abused. Russia is one of the most popular places for American parents to adopt. Kirit Radia, ABC News, Moscow.
Chrysler Cruze to its best October in 5 years. The company says sales of its Ram pickup were up 20%, the Dodge Caravan up 49%. The numbers show that Americans are continuing to buy new cars and trucks at a strong pace. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care.
Join Turning Point Counseling Services on Thursday, November 8th for a special discussion with Dr. Brandi Kelly on how to deal with the holiday blues. Many people experience an increase in depressed mood, anxiety, and substance abuse. Dr. Kelly will explore ways to cope with the holiday blues. Find out more. Call Turning Point Counseling Services at 330-744-2991. That's 330-744-2991.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM. What, Michigan's trying to tell me that, you know, we got lobbyist groups and they control it all and we can't take it back. Let me tell you something about AARP. As soon as you turn 55, AARP comes and knocks on your door and says, hey, I can give you discounts and I can do this for you and we can do all this for you. I don't know if you guys know that AARP is a lobbying group. And they say they lobby on behalf of seniors. You know, you are a part of lobbying groups, but lobbyists can't do anything without votes. They show up with a lot of money and a lot of whining and dining and a lot of jockeying up on Capitol Hill. But unless those people are there and they get there by your vote, our problem is we're too lazy to find out who we're voting for. And when you call on them and they don't show up, I mean, we've got Congress people that you can't even you, they don't even show up for a town hall on here in the Mahoning Valley. They passed the health care reform bill that they call Obamacare and never had a town hall meeting here where anybody could voice their view or ask questions on behalf of it. And we are going to vote for this person. This person is going to get elected again, and they're going to walk him back in office like he's the best thing since sliced bread without any question. We've got legislators that are down in our State Department locally that they have never passed any massive legislation and or sponsored any. And they are a big joke in the State House, and they've been there 22 years. And they go from place to place, and we keep on voting for them because they're my friend and they like to come and hang out at my favorite bar. Now, you know, you may not agree with me, Michigan, because it might be different up there, because y'all got you crazy up there in Michigan. Y'all nuts. Some of the stuff that's on your ballot this year is just, they just out of their cotton picking mind. But I'm trying to tell people what's just going on, you know, across the country. California is another crazy place. But you can control your elected officials. The problem is you don't want to control them. Everybody's mics are on. Ain't nobody got nothing to say.
So what's the solution, Tracy?
The solution is understand and get involved. And, I mean, I'm a state central committee person. Do you guys know what that means?
No.
See what I'm saying? And we're a part of your law. I'm elected by the people to go and represent them for them. And most of us don't even know who they are and what they do. They don't know how to become a delegate. They don't know how to become a part of the Electoral College. But I bet you your lobbyists, the people that are in D.C., the people that are down in your state house, they absolutely know how to become a part of your lobbying group.
You have to register as a lobbyist in the state of South Carolina.
As
a matter of fact, you got to have a license. You have to be registered with the licensing LLC, LLC Labor Licensing Commission. And they have a whole set of rules that you have to abide by.
Absolutely. But I tell you this, the reason why they have money is because they're backed by money, but without votes they can't be there. And we are the ones who vote for them that put them there. And then they change their mind when they get there and go become a part of a lobbying group like they put them there, because you don't know how to look at the difference between who has the most money and who's going to do a good job.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's real. We vote party line because we pay allegiance to them, but they don't mean us any good because actually your parties are nothing but a lobbying group too. Your unions, what do you think they do? That's why people who worked at Delphi, which was a subsidiary of General Motors, are sitting on the outside with no pension. But they took care of all the union workers. Local call, your mic is on.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
All right. You know, here's what bothers me about Obama and the racist thing and so on and so forth. Is that, you know, Obama got us back on track as far as unemployment. It is lower. He killed Bin Laden. He saved General Motors. He's trying to get his health care. He's having a heck of a time. Nobody could turn this country around in 4 years. And even on your show, you've even said it. Here's what gripes me is, you're saying he's not black.
He's not.
Wait a minute. He's showing you what a black man can do. He's really giving it a heck of a shot. I'm a white guy. He's giving it a heck of a shot.
Okay.
And what the black community is doing is jumping ship on him.
Are you crazy?
You should be proud of him.
I am not proud of him. You must be out of your mind.
I am. I think he's doing a heck of a job. When you go.
So what? Hold on. You're trying to tell me that. Hold on. Why do you think that black people are abandoning him? Because I am.
No. I'm saying he's not a black man. He is.
He isn't.
Oh. Well, I see him on TV and he looks like a black man to me.
Yeah, and I think. Hold on. He is a man of color. You are correct. He is a man of color. But when I say a black man, I'm talking about he does not come from slavery descent. It makes a difference.
That doesn't make.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Because of your culture. And one day we'll do another show on that. But because of your culture tells you as a black man, if you come from a descent of Jim Crow. See, Jim Crow and slavery, and I'll even go to Jim Crow descent. If you don't understand that, you can't learn that being raised in a white house in Hawaii. Hello?
Yeah.
You can't learn that you gotta bow your head and not look a white man straight in the eye. You don't learn that in Hawaii living in a white woman's house.
Well, like I say,
and don't get me wrong, there are some things that I'm very proud of, but his policies really suck, and I can't support that. I don't care what color he is. Most black people are supporting him not because they're getting anything out of it, but because he's black.
Well, if you think that Romney is going to support you and stand behind you, you got to be out of your mind.
How do you know that?
How do I know that?
Yeah.
I'm looking at one thing. Here's one thing that really bothers me about that man. He's got all the money in the world that you could ever want.
And?
Why is he running for president? Not because he loves you or he loves me.
Why can't he run? Hold on. Why can't he just run because he wants to do the right thing and he believes he has a better solution than what's been going on right now?
I haven't seen anything where he's got a better anything.
I know, because no one wants to tell you that there's a better anything because they want to make us into a socialistic society.
Well, he hasn't told me either.
Yeah, they have. President Obama has told you he wants to fundamentally change America. And I do not want a socialist America. That bothers me. Because if I can't be as wealthy as the people from Google, then I got a problem.
But let me get this straight, Tracy. Franklin Roosevelt was wealthy. William Howard Taft was wealthy. Grover Cleveland was wealthy. Franklin Pierce was wealthy. Andrew Jackson was wealthy. Matter of fact, Andrew Jackson was a wealthy plantation owner down in the South. Let's come forward. Richard Nixon was wealthy. Gerald Ford was wealthy. Jimmy Carter, wealthy. Okay, so tell me, why would any of those guys ever want to become president?
Well,
if they're independently wealthy.
They were wealthy, but you got to realize that South Carolina, you got to understand that there's a difference between Democrat rich and Republican rich.
Okay.
I'm serious, there is.
Okay.
Isn't there?
It should be.
But no, seriously, they tell you. They act like Bill Clinton's not rich anymore, or Nancy Pelosi doesn't have as much money as Mitt Romney. You know that. They act like Nancy Pelosi is from a poor household compared to Mitt Romney. And if anybody wants to know, that's really not true.
No, not at all.
Nancy Pelosi is one wealthy woman outside of Congress. But President Obama really wants to turn us into a socialistic society, and I'm not going for it. 831, your mic is on.
Hello, Tracy.
Hi, how are you?
I am good, and I can see you're fighting the good fight again today, and I have a question. No one gets turned down with health care in America today. And the other thing that upsets me.
Yeah, they do.
Well, not really.
Yeah, they do.
You go to ER.
But we shouldn't be using ER. You can't. I mean, I can't go to ER with a cold, and I can't go to ER for a mammogram, and I can't go to ER because it's not accessible as it should be. Now we need to understand that it's really not.
But you can go to a clinic and apply as a self pay anywhere.
Yeah, but you don't get. Something's got to be wrong as far as us having access to health care. When I go to the doctor for a cold, I pay him $150 for him to shake my hand and write me a script. That's
Tracy,
real.
I'm telling you, in this county where I live, there are several clinics.
That's
and it
correct.
Does not matter how much money you have in the
That's
bank.
Correct.
The money you don't have in the bank, you can go there.
How long does it take?
See
you?
A doctor.
How long does it take?
Well, you can go in. Well, you know, that part.
I got to take off from work to go. I got to see about my kids. I mean, it's not as easy as it sounds. It's doable. You can sit there, but as far as going and getting myself checked out and getting getting a pap smear and doing all those things that are necessary, we have not made it easy and accessible to people who are working poor.
Yeah, and try to go get a good operation if you don't have insurance.
Yeah, you can
after the surgery apply.
Good luck. Good luck for getting
before
no.
or after.
No, no,
Tracy,
that's not
I know.
True. That's not true.
I know that that has happened because I tell people do it.
Yeah,
but
listen, you told people you help people do it, but by the time you get
I
done,
help
it's really not.
People apply is what
but
I'm
it's
saying.
Not worth the hassle. You go in for a hernia, and it's not worth the hassle because
okay,
you
so
don't.
Let's do it the other way.
You don't get the
let's
services.
Do it the other way. Let's take people who are wealthy because your last caller. You know, when people have a lot of money, you know, our whole plan is we're going to take more money from the people who have more. Tracy, they'll move out of the country. They're not going to go with our health care plan. You know, I said this one other time. You know, they said there was an evacuation, and the particular host woman was one of those, Katie Couric. And it was my grandmother was watching it, and she said, oh, Katie Couric would be so honest with us. She'll tell us, you know, when we need to go and what plane we need to catch. And I said, I'm going to tell you what she's going to do, just like the rest of them. They're going to go someplace else, and they're going to put you on the sinking ship. Because you have to be, what you were saying in the beginning of the show, you have to be educated, Tracy.
But this
if
is,
you
this is,
find a
you,
plan
but we need to
and
have
work
equity.
Hard.
No,
you
no,
can,
no.
If you earn enough money, you can get your health care.
No, you listen. We. It's not as easy as... It's talking, and I'm not going to.
Well, then
I'm not going
to
say.
We don't need
I'm
to
not
do
gonna,
the health care thing. We need
but
to change
don't get
the
me
insurance
wrong.
Thing.
We don't need to do universal health care as they have prescribed it, but we need to make health care accessible to people, and that is something that has not been a priority of anyone. And now that and Republicans in general, and now that Obama has come up with something, now we want to do something. But we should have done it when we were there 8 years earlier.
Thank
That's
you.
Real.
Thank
I'm
you.
Not,
right.
I'm not gonna blow smoke like Republicans don't because we should have. People
Thank
need,
you.
And when I say that, because there's a better way to do it. Community house, community clinics work well, and they can be on a
They're
sliding
not the
scale.
Best.
It's not
but
about,
I do think
they,
other
they
people
can
are
going to
be in the same situation with universal health care. They could be in the same situation
no, they're gonna
without
be, they're gonna, universal,
insurance.
They're going to be
reform.
In worse. But that's because we
exactly.
didn't do our job when we were there.
Yes.
We need to take ownership of what we did not do. If I've got a better plan, I should have done it while I was there instead of waiting for something to come in that I don't like.
Exactly. Thank you. Again.
You're right. You're exactly right.
But
no one
can
be refused. I mean, no one can
be refused. But by the time I get there, it's not like I'm going in for men are going in for prostate exams. It's not like they're seeing the doctor. It's not like you're going to get a mammogram. It's not like you're going and doing preventive care. Remember, Americans do not do preventive care. We do we do aftermath. And we need to do
exactly.
preventive care. We need to have access to physicians and access to wellness early.
And that is true.
And
that's
we
been
did
over
not
the
set
last
up a program.
10 years, maybe even before that.
We should have set that up early, and we have not. But we need to
right.
repeal Obamacare, but we still need to deal with pre-existing conditions.
Right.
For you to tell me that I've got to pay in excess of $1,200 a month because I was diagnosed with MS. How can I afford that?
You can't.
So how can I have help? I know people who had to quit their jobs so that they can get on Medicaid, so that their husband can get medicine because he has MS. Because if she works, he can't get anything.
And you do that with lots of families that have handicapped children, as I do.
Same thing.
But it's with insurance. It's not with everybody paying a fair share. The insurance company.
But it's more than insurance company. It's about the laws. Right now, we tell people you do better by being indigent than you do by being productive.
That's true because of the way the plan's written. That's what I'm saying. That needs reformed. It needs to be changed. And it needs to be changed with the insurance because...
But that's not going to be changed by the insurance because the insurance are there to make profit. That's correct.
It has to change from legislation.
They don't care about you and me. They don't care about us. They're there to make profit, and as the owner of an insurance, I'm going to say, I want to make profit, so I'll put you in a preconditioned thing, and you won't be...
You know what scares me, Tracy?
What's that?
Government running our health care? That's really scary to me.
I'm sorry.
Hold on, Stanley, wait a minute. I got to throw this in here. You guys are going to see something really incredible because all these people that lost their homes did not have flood insurance, and you could only buy flood insurance from the federal government. And the flood insurance that they have, that insurance agency is really broke. So you're going to see something in a minute. Yes, South Carolina.
Not only do they not have flood insurance, but there's a particular rider that we all have down here in South Carolina. As a matter of fact, I think it's Allstate. Allstate does not insure in South Carolina anymore because of this. It's called a hurricane rider.
Absolutely.
And folks up there did not have a hurricane rider. The absolute luckiest people in this whole hurricane, and this is going to sound crazy, but the absolute luckiest people are those whose houses burnt down.
You better believe it. Because anybody else is going to be in big trouble because water from natural causes is not always covered inside of our insurance policies.
You got that right.
And all those people when you look at that whole city on the Jersey Shore and all those people in New Jersey and all those people living in Atlantic City, you're going to see something that's going to be devastating. And so when we talk about health insurance, we need to look at health insurance and equate that to that new insurance out there on the East Coast where they're not going to be insured. Because if they can't insure a house, they sure can't insure my body.
Exactly. So.
But Bonnie, I tell you, I love you. But we need to take ownership. We didn't do what we should do while we were there.
And that's why I like Obama. Yes, he didn't have the perfect law, but there's one thing that Republicans could never come back to Democrats. At least we did something. You didn't.
But it's bad. It's bad policy.
Maybe it's not as good as it is. At least we did something.
But it's bad policy.
But it's not the first time that we told you we need to do something about health care.
But Stanley, it's bad. The policy is bad. The policy will bankrupt us. You got to realize it not only will bankrupt the country, it will bankrupt the people, and you will not get good quality health care. And right now we have the best health care in the world. 540, your mic is on.
Good afternoon, Tracy.
Good afternoon.
I don't want to get into a debate with Stanley and some of the others, but one of the things that I've been observing most recently, and that I think it crosses both party lines, and it comes down to what a liberal really looks like. A liberal is that person who has the financial wherewithal to help someone else, but rather than take it out of their own pocket, they'll turn them towards the government or some other entity and spend that person's money rather than their own. I live in a neighborhood where we have a number of affluent people, and a number of those people are very liberal in their ideology. And a friend of mine had a chance that he had to take care of his mother and father. And rather than turn them over to a nursing home, he chose to move in with them and help them. And one of these so-called liberals who has the world's best interest at heart commented one day in a private conversation to him, why are you taking care of your parents? Why don't you just give them to a nursing home and let the government take care of them? And this is exactly what that particular individual did, not my friend, but the liberal. He turned his parents over to a nursing home, and because they had no money, they had to go on to a federal assistance program. And that's what I have against all liberals. They're willing to help other people, but it's with other people's money, never their own.
Wait.
But you do realize that most liberals are not liberal.
And
you do realize that a lot of people
money,
who are conservative are not
with their own lifestyle.
Correct. What'd you say, Bob?
Yeah, that's what I said. They're always liberal, but it's with somebody else's money, never their own.
But most people that are liberals aren't liberal. I want to say that because a lot of times we blame liberals for being liberal, and I'm finding out the problem is liberals are just misinformed and uninformed people that are being manipulated by a liberal mindset.
But that mindset is corrupt in the fact that it's self-centered, Tracy. That's the point. Look at someone like Nancy Pelosi. She tells everybody else in the country that she's doing something for their benefit by passing Obamacare, and yet if she really believed that, she'd sign up and be on that same program. But she doesn't do that. None of the people down in Washington signed up for the Obamacare. They've got their own private insurance, and they're going to be covered by that, and they don't give a damn what the rest of us have to put up with.
Because they're rich.
And Tracy, that was the same point. What Bob just said is the reason I called. Because if we give away our right to choose, and I understand your condition, because I have an autistic grandson, as you know, and I know exactly what you're saying. He has a pre-existing condition. And to those families, and like yourself, you're right. My sister has cancer. She's in remission. She cannot get insurance. She can't even get a life insurance policy, and she's in remission. So why put her in remission? Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, why get ever better? There's no hope.
But what I'm saying is,
we don't need a government-run health care plan.
Absolutely
yeah,
not.
Already,
okay, we agree. Okay,
we
that's
agree.
What
I agree. Don't get me wrong. We don't need a government-run health care.
No.
But
no.
The government is supposed to make it to where you're accessible to the American dream. And what we've
but
done
Tracy,
is...
Tracy, they're sleeping with the insurance companies, and you and I both know it.
But again, and that goes for both Republican and Democrat. They're both asleep because of the American electorate, going back to what Michigan and I were talking about, the American electorate is ignorant. Because we don't, we think AARP is our friend, and they're not.
Not me. I throw every piece of their garbage that comes in the mail in the burn pile because that's where
but
it belongs.
How many people don't realize that?
You're right. I know of families who fall into the plan and they're over 50 and they jump right on to having portion of their retirement taken out before they get it.
People are, and that goes back to what I said about being ignorant on how to push the electorate in the way that you need for it to go. We have been dumbed down so much that we really think we're voting for personalities. There's a reason why when you go to the convention, it's sponsored by a whole bunch of companies. You're there, and they're feeding you liquor and food.
Right.
There's a reason why.
I just really, really hope that, we get through the election and the person who's looking out for freedom is the one, because I'm an independent. And, you know, I hear a lot of Republican Democrats saying, and, you know, there's a lot of back and forth on the show and everywhere you go. And actually, I went door to door for the Mitt Romney campaign yesterday just to regular registered voters. And they weren't independent. I'm sure they were registered Republican voters. But it didn't matter. I have seen too much lying going on as an American woman in the government. And I cannot just stand by, and I cannot appreciate same-sex marriage. I am against that, and I am against abortion, and I am against those who say it's okay.
But this is the issue. I met a young lady this morning, and we were talking about politics, and she was very, very naive. They didn't even realize the elephant that I had on my chest did not stand for Republicans. They thought it stood for Democrats.
Really?
Yes. That's just how naive she was. And having the conversation with her, I said to her, why? She said, I vote for who I like. And I said, who do you like? And she said, I like Obama. And I said, okay. She said, the reason why I like him is because I've had to use Planned Parenthood. And the other guy wants to cut out Planned Parenthood. You guys are anti-abortion, and I've had to have a couple abortions. She said, and I said, well, then you are definitely a Democrat. And listening to her conversation, and then she said, I've got $40,000 worth of medical bills. And it's because I have had to go to the doctor. I was working, and I couldn't get any public assistance, and they couldn't find out what was wrong with me. And the insurance companies wouldn't take me because they say I have a pre-existing condition, but no one has diagnosed the condition that I have.
Okay.
I am who I am. And I said, well, listen, you're right. I said, but why do you need Planned Parenthood if you've got universal health care? And I need for us, as conservatives, we need to open up our eyes to the average day Joe people, because people do need access to health maintenance. We need to acknowledge that. We need to not make people be poor to get help.
That's true.
Just stupid.
That is absolutely true.
Because right now we put people into boxes and we make them poor. Because poor is better than productive. And we need to say,
paper.
But again, we need to acknowledge that, and we need to tell people that working is better than poor. But we need to reward people for the work that they do. And we need to make things right. The problem is we send people to Washington and to our state houses, and they don't make decisions based on what's right. They make decisions based on what's convenient and what's better for them. That's why when Stanley, I think someone else talked about Nancy Pelosi, or I think that was Bob. When we talk about Nancy, it makes no sense. I do not understand how we allowed our public employees who we pay have a different system than we have for both pension and for both their health care. I don't understand why we allowed them to have a federal retirement fund that's different than Social Security.
And Tracy, you know, it's really odd to me. It's not odd. It's astounding to me that we have individuals out there that would manipulate the media in such a way that would have people think that one section of people is racist or homophobic or and so on and so forth towards another individual group in order to get their point across. There's a video on the documentary channel that talks about Proposition 8, and that's the Proposition 8 that's out in California talking about, you know, homosexual and gay marriage, change the California Constitution. That particular group that was promoting this thing, a special showing, was so influential in getting this thing passed. Now, they didn't focus on the group, the Jewish lobby that was there. They didn't focus on the African American church that was there. They didn't focus on the Southern Baptist Convention that was there. They didn't focus on any other group except for the Mormons. I wonder why they did that.
Again, it wasn't in their best interest.
They focus on the Mormons because Mitt Romney is one.
I watched a documentary over the weekend, and they did the same thing. And I'm like, hello. I know that he's a Mormon, but what's that got to do with me?
Yeah.
He's got And I heard somebody say this. He'll have to deal with his choice and what he believes. But a man who takes a nation into a new direction, I have to be concerned with, because I'm responsible for putting a person in who's going to change the focus of the whole nation. What he chooses to practice on his own is his business, and God will deal with him on that. But I'm not going to choose a man who's going to take me into a direction that is totally in opposition to what I am.
Tracy?
Yes.
I'd like to ask a question to the people that are listening.
Sure.
If Bush were president right now, and this Libya catastrophe had happened in Benghazi, and Bush would have not answered questions, and Bush would have not came up to the mic, and, you know, would he been treated the way
lunch meat.
Obama now?
Lunch meat. They'd have chewed him up, spit him out like lunch meat.
Yeah.
You know,
and they would have every reason to do it, Tracy, also.
Why?
Because he lied to us about a war that we were never supposed to have. That's why.
So why do we...
He killed over 3,000 American soldiers for nothing. He killed over more than 4 or 5 million Iraq people for nothing. So he was a liar. That's why.
So hold on. And let me ask you this. Okay, I don't agree with you. But I'm not going to belabor the point, because we're not going to get into that shouting match of why we were there, why we weren't there. But one thing I can say, in all the time that he was there, after 9/11, no one else touched America.
That's right.
Right now, we are in danger.
Absolutely, Tracy. You're right. We are
so
in danger.
We are in danger right now. And if you're bad enough, and let me say this, and there should have been accountability on President Obama and Hillary Clinton, Secretary Clinton, and asking questions of them. But you have to understand, the media they are treating this differently. But that's because I am watching a disingenuous media. President Obama never has to run an ad on MSNBC.
That's right.
Because they are advertising for him, instead of just laying out the facts.
And
I find that to be very, very, very sad.
There's rumor that there's two networks, and possibly more, who have hidden information about our ambassador being murdered
We know that MSNBC and CNN, they are not reporting on the Benghazi thing. But as I said openly just now, President Obama does not have to run any ads on MSNBC, because they're running ads for him all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a problem when you have news that's so slanted that you can actually do that and no one say anything about it.
Well,
I don't think that's good.
Well, I could say the same thing with Fox is not doing what they're supposed to do for the Republicans.
But
I could
again,
say the same thing with Fox.
Again,
Fox is not doing anything about
Fox
the Republicans,
is,
Tracy.
Saying
not
that's
doing
not true.
That
that's
is,
not true. That's
yes,
not true.
Yes,
no,
is.
That's not true. Because
yes,
I watch.
I
remember. I watch all
to,
three.
I listen to Fox. Trust me, they're not asking the little hard questions at all. They're asking all the hard questions.
Are you listening, Stanley?
Stanley, they have both sides.
Stanley, they really
they don't have both sides.
And when I say, and they may not do both sides equally and fairly, but they are not running commercials with Al Sharpton and with the guy whose name is Chris Matthews talking about Lean Forward.
Right.
Now you can talk about Fox all you want, but I don't see them talking about Ron Romney. That's not what you hear.
Tracy,
of course not.
And Tracy, really?
There are many shows when they come with friends and say, man, this
Stanley,
is going to be a real election.
We
need Romney there. Romney, please.
Stanley, I am not a fair show. I'm telling y'all now, I'm trying to be as nonpartisan as possible, but I keep on seeing too much going on. But I have issues when I watch a documentary on how bad Mormons are, and they bring in the nut job Jeffries. And they put up Mitt Romney next to him. And
yep.
The next show that I see on there is finding Barack Obama, and all they tell me is how great he was as a public organizer, but they don't tell me how he dropped people like a bad habit, how he pushed people out the race to get to where he was, and how he stands on issues in Chicago, and how he only voted president while he was there.
Well, if you go to Fox, then I go to Fox and I listen.
Stanley, I wasn't on Fox.
Such a great person, and you'll go through the whole list, like the debate of all the things that Obama didn't do, and then I'll see a little movie called 216 about Obama, and I'll see that
Stanley, Stanley, 216 is a movie. Yes, it is in South Carolina.
Stanley, listen, Stanley, let's be realistic about this thing now. You cannot tell me that you are tax planted, that you cannot see nothing wrong with the way Obama has done things. You don't see nothing wrong with his policy. Everything that he's done is so correct because you hate Bush so much that you would hold such animosity and such hate towards George Bush that Barack Obama is the...
Hello?
I mean, the man has got... He has got to stand on his own work, on his own record. Not the record of George Bush.
I have no problem
with that. And he's not standing on that.
I have no problem with what you're saying. Am I saying that Obama is perfect? No. I'll be the first one saying that. But am I saying Republicans are perfect? Hell no. So for Republicans to act like they're perfect, they didn't do anything wrong, if we're going to be truthful, I'll take my card anytime to make Democrat before Republican.
Stanley?
Because Republican, if you're going to be honest, you've not been honest as a Republican also. We've told you many times during the 8 years about George Bush, about what they were doing, and you didn't want to listen to us at all. And now for 4 years, because he had 4 years on his seat, compared to the 8 years of George Bush, which basically crashed our system, made us to the point that we didn't have nobody in the rest of the world wanting us.
Stanley?
So we look at us saying you're arrogant, Emerson.
Stanley? Is Obama a man of his word or not? Do you take everything he says? Wait a minute.
Yes.
Do you take everything he says as gospel?
No, he didn't.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Do you?
To me? Yes. Everything
because,
he says is true. You want me to tell you why I say that?
He made a statement. If he couldn't get things done in 4 years, if he couldn't get down the deficit and all this, he was a one-term president.
That's
now,
true.
I take him at his word. That means he should leave office.
Him at his word, but
let me ask you this.
To the old president that you had, George Bush, you didn't take him at his word. How come where
Bush
was
is
that
history.
Happened? Where were you?
Stanley, I was I'm in my second marriage. I don't keep talking about my first husband.
Okay.
It's history, Stanley.
Okay,
I don't talk about my first husband. I'm done with
him. Hold on, guys.
Come on.
Being wrong, it's history, and 4 years of a guy trying to do different things that no Republican ever done, which I am so happy Tracy said, he's finally doing something when healthcare were jumping on him. By the way, no president of Republican ever did something about it. None.
Stanley, name one thing the government...
Did any of you Republican president ever do something of healthcare? Yes or no?
Stanley, how many government offices are run correctly? Motor vehicles, post office? I mean,
none.
The post office is
not
going
one.
Under.
Not one. Everything
not one.
The government
Name
has ever
one
touched.
Thing.
Everything the government has ever touched has gone under. Everything.
You ever waited 3 hours to get? You ever waited 5 hours in an ER? Just, I mean, right now we're waiting 5 hours to get help unless you have a heart attack. Can you imagine what it's going to be with under Obama healthcare?
8914. Hold on, just a second. One word.
Yes.
831. Your mic is on. Hello? 831-330-831. Local
Hi.
Call. Hi.
Yeah.
That's you, Bonnie. Okay.
That's it. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Is
the connection bad? Because
you're
South Carolina.
You're blowing in the wind. You sound like you're outside. That's you.
I'm not. I'm driving, actually. But South Carolina must have been very correct about Stanley's opinion because that's what we've been listening to for the last 2 minutes about Bush.
But
so,
Bush,
South Carolina, Bush, another one for you.
Hey, Bush, it
Thank
was
you.
Bush's fault for the storm the other day, too. Don't forget.
No, I don't put Bush's fault for everything, but I'm sick and tired of Republicans acting like they're almighty, they never think anything wrong.
But then don't Stanley, but Stanley.
You always tell the truth. You
Stanley.
Tell the truth.
But
and
when's the last time? At least
I
tell you.
No, he is not.
Stanley, at least I tell you.
Compared to Republicans.
Stanley, don't I tell you? I came straight out and said they didn't do what they should.
That's
tell
right.
me, you can't. They don't tell me what Democrats have not done. Hold on. 599, your mic is on. Okay. Hey, Paul.
Hello.
Hey, 261.
Tracy?
Yes?
Well, you got you another girl just running the show with you, huh?
I got a couple of them.
And let me tell you something, Tracy.
What?
Now, this is out of your guy callers that call you on a regular basis.
What?
You wasn't here. And this
Uh-oh.
Was the words that came out of their mouth.
What?
If it wasn't for the government, you wouldn't even be on the air.
What does the government have to do with me being on the air?
Because the government gives you power to say and do what you're doing. If we had it the whole way, you would be silent.
That's not
Thank
true.
God for this government.
That's
Please.
Not true.
If it
That's
wasn't for this
true.
Government, as me as a black person wouldn't have no rights at all if it wasn't for
That's
this government.
That's not true.
Now, first
That's
of all, now, look, let's get back to Barack Obama.
Hey.
Barack Obama.
Hold on, no. He's making an incorrect statement. If it wasn't for the Constitution, you need
to forget that. If it wasn't for the government support, you would have no say so at all. Now, back to this, Tracy. Barack Obama said, "If I don't do what I'm supposed to do, I will be a one-term president." But I think he was thinking that he had the support of the whole country behind him.
Exactly.
He ain't had that since day one. The minute he got in, they wanted him out the next day.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you realize that man for 2 years, that's how he got health care rammed down everybody's throat. He took Dennis Kucinich on an airplane ride,
okay.
and Dennis Kucinich came back with a whole new view.
What? He's crazy.
No, Paul.
You know how it is. When you live when a white person lives with poor people, poor black people, after a while, they have a different view on the outcome of life.
So they had to take you for a ride and change his mind? Is that what you're telling me?
He showed him something.
You know what I'm saying? What he did? He hung his feet out of that plane and told him, if you don't step up, you're going to be out.
You're making up stuff.
I didn't make it up.
He saw something.
They took Jesus up on top of the mountain, showed him all that he said, and he said, if you do this, all this will be yours.
And what did he say?
And he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Hear me what I'm saying. Dennis Kucinich changed his mind, came back here, and voted for health care.
But, Tracy, you know how it is. Now, you, for instance, when you hobnob with the rich people after 7 or 8 years, after a while, you start seeing their point of view.
No, because I still live in the hood. So after
you live
I come,
in the hood.
After I get done walking in fantasy land, I come back to reality and say,
you can't live like them. Tracy,
I think
you can. That's the whole problem. Remember I told you my word is white as size. When you start making a certain amount of money, you want to be able to go. Tracy, you said to yourself, now these are your words. You went on a retreat for the Board of Education, and when you got there, the woman thought you worked there.
That's correct.
And that is that because of the way you was dressed or the way you
nope.
looked?
Just because I was black.
Yo, well, I got it. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
But that's not her fault.
Is Obama poor? I didn't realize Obama was poor.
He is now because he cares about. He's been poor. He understands. He understands the plight
you know,
of black
with,
folks.
Tracy, not anything, but with that last caller, he says that you know he thought he had the backing of the people. That's why he said one term. He ran, and listen, I'm this is speaking from a conservative. He ran against McCain, and believe me, he wasn't my first choice. But the man was in his 70s. Yes, Reagan was elected. I understand that. He had cancer treatments. How could Obama not win? It was not a fair competition. Now, all of a sudden, we have a fair competition, and Obama is shaking in his shoes.
I got a question, but now I have a question. And tomorrow we're going to do this.
Hold on.
One at a time.
Let me go, Tracy, because I barely seldom get on. Obama is not shaking in his shoes.
Okay.
Believe me. Obama has made history.
What history?
Set for the rest of his entire life. His family is set
for the rest of their entire life. If he never does anything else for this country, he is still set.
So?
Just like Romney.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Romney's set for his entire life and his kids. So why what does that mean? I mean, you got to realize the man is running is already set. It's like Obama had to run to make it set, but this kid, this man is really set.
Romney is not setting this country up to make it better. Romney is not for president just so he can say
I don't agree with that.
You cannot run the United States like a business. You never have.
Why not?
Feisty, sneaky, and sneak, and a loan shark. A loan shark could run this country better than the president of the United States could as a business.
You mean to tell me you, right now, the problem with America, in a nutshell, is it has not been run like a business. Let me say this. The problem with not only America, the problem with all of our public entities, whether it be the post office, whether it be the Small Business Administration, whether it be Medicare, Social Security, Medicaid, SSI, all of our government entities, the problem with all of them, the reason why we're in the debt that we're in is because some reason we don't run America like we run a business. It is a business. You can't have a $100 million budget in a school district, produce education, and nobody get educated. That's just dumb. If you were in the private industry, you'd be out of business. You cannot spend $17,000 per year to try to educate a child. The child get done and still can't read, and you still come back for more money, and we still give it to you. That's just dumb. 599, your mic is on. Hello.
Hello. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. But I just have one thing to say.
What's that?
I watch Christie and the president on TV.
Uh-huh.
I like the fact that Christie, even though he came down here and bashed the president, he did give him credit where credit is due.
He's supposed to do that. You're right. He was right about that.
Okay. Now, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Why didn't you do that?
I did.
I saw you on TV.
I wasn't talking about
and,
the law.
Can I speak?
Uh-huh,
I saw you on TV.
Okay.
After Kennedy's wife was here.
Uh-huh.
About the Lilly Ledbetter Act.
Yes.
Okay, and you said, oh, yeah, that's great. We're supposed to get it. We deserve it. You gave him credit. You didn't give him credit. You just said, oh, yeah, that's great. That's wonderful. Then as soon as you finished saying that, you had to whack him over the head. You know, that
his
is the problem,
suck.
You know. The problem I have with you, Stacy, is
Tracy.
That Colin Powell is a Republican, and I love him.
And I don't.
Condoleezza Rice is a Republican. Yeah, of course you don't, because he backs the president.
Absolutely.
You know, he's a traitor to you.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
Condoleezza Rice.
No,
I
no,
love
no, baby.
Her. No. I love Condoleezza Rice, okay?
Okay.
Because she represented. But
absolutely.
You don't hear her out here bashing the president all upside the head.
Okay.
This is a black radio show, and
no,
I'm going to speak to you as a
no,
black
it's not.
Person.
No, it's
not anymore.
No, it's
I'm,
not.
I'm going to speak. Let me speak to you.
No,
I'm going to speak
you
to you as
go,
a black
I'm a,
person.
No, speak to me as a black person.
Fine.
I don't think it's a black
anytime,
show.
Anytime. Then you said this is a black show. They say black talk radio when it comes on.
No, it don't.
Okay.
No,
so I'm
going
to talk. What is the chick
saying? It
says
blog talk radio.
Blog talk radio.
Blog talk. Okay, well, I've been mishearing her. Okay, but nevertheless, I'm going to talk to you as one black person to another.
Do that.
Okay.
I'm not standing up with your president because I think
anybody
I'm not standing
in
up with
our community, anybody in our community that does anything, you know, like fighting in the war, the Tuskegee Airmen, Jackie Robinson, you know, Condoleezza Rice, Colin Powell, you know, anytime anybody in our community, you know, gets to a spot like that, I don't. We back them.
we
no,
support
we
them.
Don't. No,
regardless
we don't.
Regardless of whether they are a Democrat
no,
or
you
a Republican.
Don't. No, you
always
don't.
Always looking for the best.
Yes, and you might do that. I am not.
Today,
listen, if your policies suck, I'm not supporting it. And especially at the end of the road, they get ready to jam us up into a wall. And if you think the policies that President Obama is putting forth are socialistic, it's going to benefit the African American, they may be a temporary fix, but it's going to be like a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound. Now, that's just real talk. And I don't care what Condoleezza Rice is supporting Romney. No, 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 baby. You need to understand Condoleezza Rice is supporting Mitt Romney. You need to understand that. Colin Powell has the right. Listen, Colin Powell has the right. Who is my leader? Who is my leader?
I'm not the leader of your party. I'm not the leaders of your party.
Who are the leaders of my party? Condoleezza Rice.
The higher ups.
Listen, there is no such thing.
You know, the last president, Bush is still the head of your party.
Huh?
Your party. You know, there's always somebody higher up.
Bush ain't leaving nobody down the street. They sent Bush on vacation. You ain't seen Bush come out. He like what they call it on Groundhog Day. They won't even let him come out and play.
But y'all voted for him twice. Did you vote him for him the first time he got elected?
Yeah.
But
what's that got to do
time?
With 2012?
No, I'm asking you, did you vote for him the second time?
Absolutely. If I'm running against Barack Obama today, I'd vote for him again.
It was okay. I didn't hear you out there spitting venom when Bush was messing up. Why am I hearing so much from you now?
Listen.
Because
it's election
season, and there's four more days until we vote. I believe the policies of President Barack Obama is going to take us into a European society, and I think it's going to be damnation for African Americans as well as America in general. I have a problem with it, and I have the right as an American citizen to speak out and know what I do.
But you cannot give up.
I'm not going to give him any props on that. It's bad. It's bad policy. I think that he has a anti-Christ focus, and that bothers me.
Tracy.
Yes?
Uh-huh. But twice you voted something that was against everything that was good for America. You voted
what are you
saying? Wait a minute. George Bush. That was, and I'm sure.
Huh?
What are you talking about? You're telling me, Stanley, that George Bush, Coca-Cola, and then put America in a situation in 8 years than Barack Obama has put.
Yes. I'm telling you, yes. You want the truth? Yes.
Can you say okay? Can you compare $2 trillion versus $4 trillion?
I'm not talking compare the $2 trillion.
No. Hold on.
I'm comparing.
Answer the question.
Bush did twice. He lied to us. He went to a war that wasn't we're supposed to do.
No, hold on.
That was
his
whole policy.
War and the entire budget deficit only cost $2 trillion. Barack Obama
has... Curiosity shop located in Camps.
Come on. $4 trillion, and he wasn't fighting the war.
Yes,
what
he's fighting
the money?
Home war. He's fighting the home war. Listen to me. Ask the people that are on unemployment. Ask them what he's done for them. Okay? Ask the people that are good getting food stamps. What do you think that money is coming from? It's coming from the money that we're not spending on a war. The war that we have now is here at home. He's spending the money on the war at home. You need to go and check it.
Just like the lady said, I can't remember, I don't recall, she does not
you know
talk about her.
No, well, listen, hold on a second. I'm not into, I don't care about her husband.
I don't care about her husband. Because that's apples and oranges.
So what I'm saying to you is this. Most folks that are Barack Obama supporters are so blind. They are so blind they're walking off the court.
What I see with you with Tracy is the fact that she's blind to the Republicans, but when it comes to the Democrats,
she's blind because she doesn't go for you.
It's animosity. You know what I'm
saying?
Why
for George
Bush? If you're
your book called George Bush a racist. When you don't even realize, when you don't even understand.
You're a fool. You've been a fool. And everybody
was. I never said George Bush was a racist.
I never said George Bush.
Hey, no. Well, I'm gonna explain to you what a racist is. A racist is someone that absolutely wants to commit genocide. Hold on. Shut up and listen to me. Just listen to me. Listen to me.
I haven't heard that. So I don't even know why we're on that.
Hey, would you mind? Can I say something? Give me a few seconds, okay? Will you be quiet and listen to me?
Explain to me that George Bush isn't a racist.
Well,
I never said he was. You don't have to explain that.
You know what? How about be quiet and let me say something? All right?
No, I really don't want to hear that.
Don't play with me, okay? What you've got is a situation where you don't even realize it. Sweetheart.
I'm 62 years old, and I'm way past playing games.
Listen, then be quiet and let me say something. What you've got is that you've got individuals that seek to destroy a race by genocide. If they cannot destroy you by genocide by race, by destroying you, by destroying the people in the womb. We're trying to destroy your family structure. Let me finish. By destroying your family structure, by promoting on the backs of black people same-sex marriages. They're all trying to destroy you. They tell you that you cannot achieve the standards or lower the standards. So you can't achieve. They try to economically. Don't work. We'll give you all the money that you need. And you talk to me about racism, about non-achieving, and about a government doing something for you?
You are the one talking about racism. We're not talking about racism.
Barack Obama. That is the government of Barack Obama. I can speak about racism.
So we're talking about racism because we're talking about President Obama?
We never talked about racism. You're the one who brought up racism when we said about George Bush. And you said all the people of Obama were racist.
I never said nothing about racism.
I never said anything about racism. That was a foolish thing. That was not a good thing for the country. I'm sorry.
That was not a good thing for the country.
And until you get it through your head, Republican, George Bush was not a good thing for the country at all.
Stanley, you need to be quiet and listen to the lie. Listen to the lie, my man. Okay?
As a black person, I was talking to Tracy, the other black person that's there.
Hey, listen.
I was not talking about racism.
I was talking about
a community.
See, this is why I have such a disdain for liberals. Because when you try to get a point out to them, they will try to talk over you. I deal with the same thing with you, Stanley. I'm dealing with the same thing with this caller.
That's what y'all do. That's the only way you can get your point over.
So, you want to get your point over and talk down anybody else.
Yeah, that's why I called.
Ridiculous. This is ridiculous. I was trying to make... And you just talked all over me, both of you.
Go ahead. We're listening to what you're saying, but don't go ahead. But when you're saying George Bush, we're racist. We're not racist.
No, hold on a second. Will you shut up a second?
Girl.
And even understand what racism is. You don't even know that the people that you're supporting are the true racists. And you tell me
the people I'm supporting are racist.
Man, please.
I'm saying that what you just said, you said before that if we're voting Obama, we're stupid or whatever, and I'm telling you, if you voted twice, Joe, you were foolish. There you go. And it wasn't good for the country.
Sally,
Bush
was good for the country.
You're gonna be honest with me. Are you telling me that the 8 year of George Bush was a good thing for America?
You're right, Stanley. We should have had 4 more years of Clinton so he could wag the dog some more when things were inconvenient for him. Right?
I think Gore
defer our attention to him screwing around underneath the table. Is that what you're saying, Stanley?
No, I think Gore would have done a better job than George Bush.
Oh, Gore would have. What do you think Gore would have did with this? What's going on in the East Coast? What do you think he would have did with that?
I think that Gore would have never gone to the Iraq War for that. Gore would have done what he needed to do to get the people that were responsible for 9/11.
What were you supposed to do with 9/11, Stan? What were you supposed to do on September 11, 2001?
Get Ben Laden to get the people responsible for 9/11. That's what
how do you do that, Stanley? With the intelligence, Stanley. With the intelligence. Wait a minute, Stanley. Okay, Stanley. We found who did we find under Bush's administration in a hole? Who did we find under Bush's administration that we found in a hole? Whose administration was that under? That he killed his own people. Who name the name? Who did we find? Who did Bush find in a hole? That was cowering in a hole.
Well, yes. We know who that was, but that's the thing.
He
wasn't the one that attacked the towers.
It had nothing to do with Saddam Hussein.
Right, but
I didn't care about
Stanley.
Come on, people.
Saddam Hussein when 9/11 happened. I care about one guy when 9/11 happened, Ben Laden. That's all I cared about. And that's
exactly.
I expected George Bush to say, you know what, you did that, we're going to get you no matter where you are.
And it was because Bush's implementation that he was found, and he doesn't get any credit for it now.
Saddam Hussein, do you know that Saddam Hussein had nothing to do with 9/11?
No, as say his family.
Nothing to do with 9/11, yes or no?
Yes,
excuse
did.
Me?
No, he didn't. And you know that's a lie.
You tell me.
Proven by many people, Saddam Hussein had nothing to do with 9/11. Nothing.
And prove to me that Saddam Hussein did not facilitate terrorists in his country.
Come on,
what
Stanley.
What terrorists had to do with this? He had nothing to do with the plan of 9/11. Yes or no?
No, hold on.
Stanley must have an insider. He must be a part of intelligence. Maybe
you're,
we should
you're
look under.
You're telling me.
Part of intelligence.
You're telling me that Saddam Hussein did not have terrorist training in his country. Is that what you're saying, Stanley?
Saddam Hussein had nothing to do with the 9/11 thing. And it's
No. You're telling me that Saddam Hussein did not have terrorist training in his country.
Hey, guys, Stanley, I'm back. I had to go and pay some bills, but I'm back. Hey, Stanley. I need you to answer the question, and then I'll let you have some commentary at the end of it, because I want to hear where he's going with this. Go ahead, South Carolina.
Stanley, are you telling me that Saddam Hussein did not facilitate terrorists in his country?
Fine, yes. So,
oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Stanley, what were you going to say? What do you say?
Well, if he knows the truth, Saddam Hussein had nothing to do with 9/11, period. And it's been proven by the commission. It's been proven by experts. It's been proven by so many people that will come with documents telling you Saddam had nothing to do with 9/11. I expected, you know what I expected from George Bush? And he had the 8 years to go get the guy who was responsible. And we know who's that guy. It wasn't Saddam Hussein. It was Ben Laden.
He was facilitating that, Stanley. That's a lie.
Hey, Tracy.
Hold on, Stanley. Go ahead, South Carolina.
The whole conversation started when I made a comment concerning I had an issue with liberals and Democrats when they try to mask what real racism is. And I explained it. Racism is genocide in the womb. Racism is destroying the black family by promoting on the backs of black people an agenda that supports same-sex marriage. Racism is economic genocide when you make sure that these folks or this particular set of people don't get beyond where they're at now by providing for them everything they need. racism is educational genocide when you go to these same people and say, we know that you can't achieve, so therefore we're going to lower the standard so you can stay where you're at and feel like you're achieving. That is the true racism that I'm seeing. And that's where this whole that whole conversation jumped off at.
Let me say this, and I agree with you wholeheartedly, but let me say this. I am finding out that the true racism in America is the division of America. As long as they keep us divided, and we talk about this often, as long as they keep us divided, as long as they keep us in the dark, as long as they keep us ignorant to the process, as long as they tell me that I need both health care and Planned Parenthood, why I don't need a family, I can do everything all by myself. Women can do anything in the world. They're more superior than men. That men are too feminine and we don't need them anymore. All that is racism to me. And kids don't need fathers and they don't need mothers. All they need to have is just one, and one will just make it happen. That's true racism to me today. That's true prejudice, and that's truly the destruction of America, in my opinion. And until we acknowledge that, because we need to acknowledge it, that's true genocide of America. And when we look at Margaret Sanger and when she talked about the undesirables, they were more than just black babies. See, we put black on it, but it was anything that hued lighter than white. Or should I say darker than white? So that includes the Italians, the Irish, the Jews, you know, the Hungarians. She wanted a pure white nation. And they have done a very, very good job on us, on dividing us. And even when people try to do what's right, we demonize them. And when I talk about President Barack Obama, I did not push him in 08, and those of you who listened to me then know that I did not. And I told you guys when he came out for same-sex marriages, I was going to go after his jugular. And I meant what I said. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that he can do.
That's your belief, and I respect that.
Stanley. And I said it, and I meant it when I said it, so you can't say that I was a hypocrite, because I said that when he came out openly and endorsed same-sex marriage, I was going to go after his neck.
Yeah.
But who are you to tell people how to live?
Listen, I'm not here to tell you how to live. I'm telling you my opinion. That's why it's called Tracy and Friends.
That's why I'm
asking
you. And who am I? Who am I? I am a child of a living God who believes in the word of God. I believe that God is the creator of all things. By him was everything made, and that was made, it was made by him. And I believe that he made male and female right. Now, because people like to have sex with each other because it feels good, don't make it right. And I'm not going to call abnormal normal to make people feel good. Because I don't care what you do.
Do you it's not
you
believe
do.
That
no,
people
no, no.
Are
what you
that
do,
way?
No. What you do in your bedroom is what you do. But I'm not going to call what you do right. And that includes shacking. That includes fornication. And that includes adultery. I'm not going to call it right, even if I've done it.
But, Tracy, that's where you got to go. That's the division we're having in our country. You can't.
We're not having division. You
yes,
want me to call
because
it right.
What you're saying with the shacking and everything, the fornication, a lot of people would tell you that's
Stanley,
how it is, and that's a good thing
Stanley,
for
the problem is, Stanley, it's not about what you call it, it's about what I call it, and don't get mad when I call it wrong.
Well,
that's
you call
the problem.
It wrong, a lot of people don't call
I know.
It
you can call it right. You can call it what you want to call it. The problem is you guys have a problem with me calling it wrong.
I don't have no problem with you calling it wrong.
Yes, go ahead, Rick.
To other people.
Hey, Stanley, check this out. Let me pull out science on you, and I want to talk about what's natural. Where Tracy is calling something right, I'm going to say it's natural. It's natural. Now, let's do this. We all on the phone and on Radio Land can talk about we breathe in oxygen and we breathe out carbon dioxide. Now, what you're trying to tell me is natural, Stanley, and anybody else that agrees with this philosophy, which would include President Obama, you're trying to tell me that I can change what's natural and start breathing in carbon dioxide and breathe out oxygen. Well, unfortunately for you guys that believe in what's right, you can't change that about your body. Now, that's one point I wanted to make. Now, let's just talk about what's natural. A man and a woman is what's natural. That's called right. A man and a man, a woman and a woman is unnatural. That's what's called wrong. You don't do it. It doesn't work. Nature did not intend it to be that way. Nature intended it on the trees giving us oxygen, and we give the trees carbon dioxide. That's natural. That's
okay,
science.
But
it doesn't
coming
work
back
any
to
other
your
way.
Example, coming back to your example that you said, it's man and women and men, and men and men is not natural, women is not natural. Do you understand that there's some men and there's some women born with the same attraction that we have for a positive sex?
Stanley, just because I'm born with abnormalities doesn't make it natural.
Thank you,
people come out the womb looking all kinds of crazy. That don't make it natural because when they go down the street, we all look at them like they're weird.
What do we do with those people that baby?
We love
that
Stanley.
I'm
not saying
stop acting like you got a heart for them. You don't have a heart for them. You don't understand them. You're not one of them. Stanley, you're a man. You're a man, Stanley. Understand,
yes,
you are
a
man. You weren't born a man,
a
woman and a man's
body. I just, hold on, guys. I just want you to know, listen, when I talk against folks, it's not because I don't love them, because I do. I'm just not going to agree with they do.
Oh,
and
no,
I have.
I love you, and I love you enough to tell you you're wrong. That's a problem.
Absolutely.
Oh, man,
and I'm not.
Thank
you.
And
I'm not
saying,
I love you.
Wrong.
And I understand, and listen, I understand that you like what you do, and I'm not gonna condone what you do, and I'm gonna love you even though if I don't like what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that you have to understand. I'm not judging you as your soul. I just don't like how you live your life, and I'm not gonna call it normal. 467, your mic is on.
467.
Yes.
This is Jay Early.
497. I'm sorry.
No problem. You're
hey,
kind
Jay.
Of excited right now. There was another gentleman that was on just before you that was screaming at Stanley. I'm just trying to figure out why everybody gets so excited when they're talking about same-sex whatever, okay?
Oh.
So first of all, no, it's not something that I believe in, okay? It's something that I believe that the only person that has an answer for it is God. Because he's the only one that knows all, okay? The reason I had called in was because of your and South Carolina's statement on racism.
Okay.
I was a little bit upset about you're saying your definition and what he said, what he believes racism is.
Because racism is now defined.
I think we have forgotten what happened in the 50s and 60s to our ancestors.
No.
Racism.
No. I understand. I know what it's called to be called the N-word, and I know how it feels when I get called that today, so don't get me wrong.
Okay, that's
not what I'm saying.
Y'all made
but
that definition. Y'all
no, no,
getting
but
on
there's
the
a,
phone.
There's
you know,
a, there's
you know,
a, but no.
Abortion
see,
and racism
no, no.
are two different
oh,
things.
Oh, no, it's not.
Yes, they are.
Oh, no, it's not. Oh, no, it's not.
And
because
racism,
Jay, no,
abortion
no,
and racism is two different things.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
I don't want to get in an argument with you
no,
on your
not.
Show about that. But
Jay, I'll gladly
hold on.
Let me say this, and just on South Carolina's, and I think I got this right for him.
Okay.
When you look at genocide, and when you look at the black community, and you know that Project 21, and you know that Margaret Sanger put together this program. And renamed it Black Planned Parenthood because
right.
she wanted to get rid of undesirables and they were black babies.
Correct. I did a show on it. Sure, I'm
okay.
very aware of it.
Okay, no, okay. So you understand that.
Right.
Now, when you kill more babies in the womb in the black community today than have them, and when your population is at 12% in 2012 and it's going to be at 12% in 2050, and because of lack of education, you've got more men locked up inside of the penal system than walking the street. You can't tell me that race is not a part of that.
Of the second part that you talked about with the jail
abortion,
yes.
Abortion. Tell me.
The genocide, we know about, you know, about what happened with genocide, but a genocide and abortion are two different things.
Exactly.
No, it's not.
They are not the same thing.
No.
Yeah,
if a woman makes a decision not to have a... baby, there are different reasons involved. And who are we as man or woman, to say what is correct woman's decision?
Because it's
we can't
life.
Label it. That's not
it's
our
life.
Right to do that.
But it's
hey,
life.
Jay Early.
Yes.
Jay Early, check this out. You made a statement earlier. I want to tackle both things.
Okay.
And you keep saying,
my name is Jay Early. Who am I talking
right.
to?
His name is Rick.
This is Rick. This is Rick, Jerry.
Yeah.
Yes, this I know who to come back at.
Yes, sir. Come and meet. Now, figure this out.
All
you
right.
made a statement. Who is man? Who is man to make this call? Well, let me, for my understanding, and for anybody else that believes this way, it is your responsibility. It is your responsibility to make these calls to make sure that mankind does not follow in the error of its ways. It is God. God has mandated you to do this. You have to take the man. You have a responsibility to your children and your children's children to make sure that we do not follow in the ways of our predecessors that have destroyed us, which one of those ways is a lack of knowledge, a lack of good teaching. So we can't now today say it's not my responsibility to tell you. You're not my kid, so I can't tell you what's wrong or what's right. You're not a part of my family, so I shouldn't tell you. No, it is your responsibility. That's why he's the president of the people that vote for him, just like he's the president of the people that don't vote for him.
Are we talking about, are we just speaking on abortions, or are we speaking about same-sex marriage? Which one are we talking on?
On any subject that requires leadership to speak up about right and wrong. Now, whatever subject you want that to be, if that subject.
He gave you his opinion. He did not say you had to follow his opinion. He did not do that.
Okay,
Jay. We're talking about
Jay,
the president.
Jay, hold on. Hold on, Rick. Jay, now I want you to understand something. President Obama came out in support of same-sex marriage, I guess maybe about 4 months ago.
I know what he did. I've been following it, sure.
Okay,
you know
I know you have. Hold on. I'm just saying, just for those who haven't been following, he came out. Remember that?
Yes.
Okay. And as soon as he came out, what came out afterwards? Because remember, when you are the President of the United States, even if you speak your own opinion, you speak on behalf of the United States of America.
You depend
now,
on your...
Now, you know that he's already decided that we will not defend DOMA.
That he will not what? I'm sorry.
He will not defend... He told Eric Holder earlier to not do not defend the Defense of Marriage Act. He already did that. He also came up behind it. Now, and I'm going back to the abortion issue. But he also came up behind that, and he's making sure that because he was like this in 08. This is not new for him. He just came out publicly and did it. And more people, the NAACP came out and embraced what he said. Jesse Jackson, when he ran for president, he was not pro-abortion. Abortion and Planned Parenthood, they are targeted towards lower-income and African-American families and women. So they either tell you that, hold on, they either tell you to have them and put them on the system or kill them before they come out the womb. And
have
you
them
don't
and
see
put them on the system or
yes.
kill them.
Yes.
Okay, see now here's the problem, because then you have to go back and decide, okay, when, wow, okay, somebody got a bad phone, don't want me to speak, one or two. When is a cell human? Okay.
It's a conception.
That's what people say. That's your opinion of that. That's not everybody's opinion.
I know, but what I'm saying is,
it's an argument.
Roe versus Wade. Roe versus Wade more than likely will not be overturned. I doubt it very seriously. I don't care who you put in the Supreme Court. I don't care what happens. I doubt it. And it might be great for you. But for us to be actually going around the world and putting our own rights as Americans, who they say we believe and we stand up for, inside of our foreign aid packages, as President Obama and Hillary Clinton are doing right now, is just ludicrous.
Yeah, but you could. Here's the other side of the situation. This is the argument. Okay, do you have people keep having babies that cannot afford them? Okay, because they didn't have enough education, all right, to take contraceptives.
Then what's wrong with America?
Hey Tracy.
Again?
Hold on. What's wrong with America? Because right now we got education enough to go screw everything that's walking, but we ain't got education to say no.
Oh, we have undereducation. You know, this is, we talked about this many a time. That's our biggest problem in America is uneducated folks.
Hey, Jay.
They know the difference between no and yes when it comes to that.
Well, the pastors say you shouldn't have sex until you're married. Who's holding out until they're married?
Listen, Jay, I made a statement. I made a statement off the air, and that was me yelling at Stanley. I made a statement talking about racism, what real racism is to me. Okay,
right.
Modern day
you.
Racism. Okay,
right.
You're making my argument.
I'm making your argument step by step, incrementally.
Why am I making your argument?
Because I just said I don't agree with you.
No, you said you don't agree with me, but by everything that you're saying, every point that you're making says that you do. Because here, what you just said, that they keep you ignorant, okay? They keep you in poverty, okay? They keep you uneducated, and they keep you poor.
Who is keeping you? Man can educate himself. Anybody go to the library and get a book. You don't need a degree to be educated. You can read 10 pages a day and educate yourself of a different book.
Yeah. But here's the thing, you can live in a system that keeps you ignorant and demands that you stay ignorant and demands blind allegiance, because if you don't, they will take everything that you have away from you.
But the question is, who is they?
That's the question, who is they? They are the ones that promote the policy that keep you in the situation that you're in.
Okay, I'm back to it again. Who is they?
Are we talking about a white person, a black person, a red person?
No,
it's not a black person. When you're talking about progressivism and elitism and eugenics, you're talking about elite individuals.
I'm sorry, you faded out.
Elite individuals. Those folks that think they're better than you and know better than you and can make those decisions about your life and how you can live your life better.
So we're talking about all the rich people in the world.
No.
You said elite.
No. Elite. You don't have to be rich to be an elitist. You don't have to be rich. All you have to do is have a little bit of intellect and think you know better than everybody.
Oh, so educated folks. But we just said more folks need to be educated. So now we're contradicting.
No, it's not a contradiction. It is not a contradiction because they hold the knowledge and they will allow you to. A guy told me this one thing. He says, I will teach you everything that you know, but I will never teach you everything that I know. Why would he do that? If he taught me everything that he knows, then I would be on equal footing, and I would know just as much as he did. It would give me an advantage in a sense. He don't want me to have an advantage. He wants me to stay under his thumb.
And then you would have the ability to decipher between what you would perceive to be right and wrong, and they don't want you to be able to make that decision for yourself. They want to make that decision for you.
Well, I love when y'all keep throwing them theys around.
Because you know who they is.
Look, I've did many a show on education. Everything you're saying, okay, whether it be right or wrong, all leads back to education. So the question is, okay, in order to change society, how do we get more people educated? That's what y'all need to be talking about.
All right, well, Jay, let's talk about that. Let's talk how we get people educated. The first question is,
how do you get more people
educated?
Right, that's what I said.
The first question is, do I want to educate you the way they want you to be educated? Because they don't want to teach you like South Carolina said. When you're talking about education, that means somebody has to teach you something. You have to get your information from somewhere. Where are you getting your information from?
From people who went to school.
So then you're allowing those people to teach you possibly a way of life that doesn't fit you.
Now we're back to the word choices.
Because if you become educated, you
have more choices.
Okay, well, what's the difference between getting an education and wherever you're at as opposed to where I'm at? What's the difference?
What's the difference getting educated to where you're at and where I'm at? Now you really lost me on that one.
I'm going to talk about choices, because obviously you're making it seem like there's a difference between going to YSU and going to North Carolina. There's a difference between going to Duke and going to Yale, where ultimately everybody ends up on the same playing field, unemployed. You got an education, but you're unemployed. So tell me, what's the difference?
Well, see, I'm a person that believes in self-employment, so you're talking to the wrong person.
No, you can't believe
I don't believe in employees.
No.
I believe in being an employer versus being employed.
Okay, do you have anybody
that still doesn't change anything, though.
Yeah, the problem is, and we know it, with the jails, with the poverty, okay, all of it falls back on education. It all falls back on education. Why were our ancestors not allowed to have books? Okay, in slavery.
Because they didn't want you to know what they knew.
Right. Right. So the more education you get, the more choices that you have.
I agree. So let's take away their choices. How do I take away their choices?
But here's the problem. When you have choices, then the argument that you had before, okay, on the rights and wrongs of whether a person believed or didn't believe in same-sex marriage or engagement, okay, that goes out the window. Because they got educated. As soon as they got educated, they got choices.
Hold on, let's deal with that. What's natural? Let's go back to what's natural.
I'm on your side. I agree with that, and I cannot explain to you, and I cannot tell you, okay, why it is that man chooses to sleep with man or woman chooses to sleep with woman. I'm 66 now, and I have beat my brain out about that most of my life. Okay, dangerous.
We've allowed people to have that choice, and that's not a choice for you to make.
It's so bad. They got it in TV programs. I mean, it's everywhere. It's like you can't, the only thing you can do is educate your child. Okay?
But what you feel is right and wrong, and
you can show them what's written in the book. But in the end, they're going to make a decision. Because now, if you talk to most people that you classify as gays or homosexuals, they love God, too.
But here's the thing.
They don't believe that they're going to hell.
The problem that you run into is this. You know, I go to church with people that are doing some crazy stuff. And trust me, they go to church every Sunday and believe 100% that they are right by what they're doing. Even though they will sit, pastor will read a passage of scripture that says, that goes absolutely 100% to what they are doing. They still, in their hearts, believe they're doing the right thing. So no matter how they believe, they are wrong.
But you're breaking up on us badly.
Trying to get them to understand a whole different story.
Well, here, if I could say what South Carolina is saying, when a person believes that they're not wrong, that's because they're early, they haven't been educated correctly. So when you're talking about getting an education, anybody can get an education, whether it comes from the most prestigious of places or you just get what we call street knowledge.
Okay, who determines what's correct and incorrect education?
Well, here, let's talk about how you do. You just said that you believe that it's wrong for a man to choose to sleep with a man. Well, now, why do you feel like that, and why can't you teach that to someone else?
Well, one, because I learned that in attending church, okay, as a very young man, and that's what I grew up under. That's how I grew up. I don't know any different.
Okay, so you don't think it's wrong then? You think it's okay for someone to choose to be with a same sex?
No, I said that it's not my thing, but
right,
I'm not God, so I cannot judge them because they has to face God during the judgment day, not me.
Can I jump in?
Do you really?
Can I jump in?
Yes.
You know, let me separate this. This is not about what you do. I'm not judging what you do. I'm not, what you do is what you do. And people can do what they do. It's okay if you want to do that. But don't make me call what you do normal. And what I'm saying is, America is on a slope. It's like abortion. And that's where we started this conversation. We go out and we kill all these babies. And we come up and say and tell people, oh, it's okay. Because you can't afford the child, and we understand, so go ahead and kill the child instead of saying you need to keep your leg shut because that's your choice. And we're making – it's like having you know, kids, people, babies having babies. It's not okay.
It's not okay.
But what I'm saying is we as Americans, instead of us calling what it is, we want to give people warm fuzzy and make them feel okay about what they're doing. And what I'm saying is that's where we're wrong.
Yeah, but
we need to cut that out.
When you say you're saying that it's wrong to have an abortion, in your opinion,
no,
in my opinion, it's not. Because I'm saying it depends
on
the circumstances.
Okay, Jay. Now let me say
this. Do you know if every cell had been carried to birth? Okay, do you know what our economy would look like right now?
A whole lot better than what it is right now.
A lot better. How do you figure that?
Because hold up. One, because you'd have more people paying into Social Security.
Yeah, but you'd have more welfare too.
Them all. Huh?
You'd have more welfare too.
No.
Instead of having four kids, they'd have 12.
No.
And you'd have enough to take contraceptives.
No, you would have more children, and you'd have more people that would be paying into.
Jay,
that's not the problem.
Jay,
that's not the problem, Tracy. The problem is take some of those millions of people that are in jail and bring them out and give them decent jobs.
We didn't educate them while they were there.
Because they won't let us educate them anymore. They used to educate them in the 60s and 70s.
I don't want to educate them before they get there. I'll pay more money for them to be incarcerated than for them to walk the streets. Go ahead, South Carolina.
Jay, you made, I don't know if you realize it or not, but you made Margaret Sanger's argument for eugenics.
I made Margaret Sanger, man, don't put me in the same category with that lady.
Listen to what you just said. You said, what would our country look like with all those if all those people were being born? That is what she said. That is how she thought. That is what she did, and that's why she came up with the idea with the backing of some other folks, Planned Parenthood.
You know, first of all, you know, I didn't say of any people, any race. She picked on specific races,
what I'm saying is
that's what made her racist, because she was pointing at a certain race.
And we are feeding into it.
What made her so powerful was that she did not speak about race. The fact that she did not speak about race publicly, she spoke about it privately, but she wanted to get rid of those that were undesirable.
Let me say this.
You know,
maybe I can wrap it up this way.
Do you believe that a woman who makes a decision to
abort her child, that once she does it, that's it? That it doesn't affect any way mentally?
But that's not the point.
It is the point. Do you think it doesn't affect her mentally?
Up until 1972, they were still sterilizing women and men that they felt were not able to be productive in society. They didn't want to pass it on into society. They were sterilizing them.
Yeah, and you didn't answer my question.
Do you think that does not affect
that woman that makes that decision to abort her child?
So listen to what I'm saying.
Yes, it does.
More than just
Jay
for
Early,
that moment.
Jay Early, let's look at this. Come on, let's break this down, and really, because we only got about another 30 minutes. Let's really break this down of what happens when we have abortion. One, most women that have abortion say they wish they had never done it.
Don't agree with that, Tracy. Stanley, let me finish.
Hold up. The majority of women, I'm talking from a woman's view and conversation, most women, majority of women, not all, majority, a lot, wish they had never done it. Especially the first one.
I could understand that. I truly could.
And because of the emotional attachment and the things that happen with them. Now, can they numb themselves so they don't care no more? Absolutely. But 9 times out of 10, a lot of women wish they'd never done it. Secondly, we have made abortion so readily available that now I can go and get my child, my teenager, can go get an abortion without my consent. But I can't. But in school, you can't give my daughter an aspirin if she's got cramps.
I thought they had to, a child had to have their parents' consent
no,
to have an abortion.
No, not in America.
No.
You can go to a clinic right now, and if I call and say, is my daughter there, they will not answer the question.
Yeah, I would totally disagree with that. That is wrong.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. You follow me where I'm going here. Hold on, because I got other calls coming in, and I only got a short period of time. We have too many young girls, instead of us teaching them respect, self-control, abstinence, and being responsible with birth control and condoms, we've got young ladies, we are opening up them sexually because we have more ways to kill babies.
No, that's
and
not
no,
it.
No, Jay, you don't understand. This is a multi-billion-dollar business. We can't shut this down.
That's not why it's happening. First of all, you got to blame it on, number one, your advertisers. I don't know about the United States, but in Europe, sex sells.
Sure,
they got sex sells from tied to cars to perfume.
But listen to what I'm saying. But see, at one time, we had regulations within the FCC where you couldn't say a whole lot of stuff. You know, somebody came on here a little bit earlier and, like, cussed. And if they had cussed 2 years ago like they did today, I'd had to shut down, pack up my clothes, and get out of here.
Right.
You got to understand what we've done here. And we are become sexized in America to the point where we say everything is okay, and it's not. And we wonder why we're feeling the wrath of God in our country. Hold on just a second. I need to pick up some calls before they come back on. 716, your mic is on.
Good afternoon. I just want to piggyback on what you said, Tracy. But before that, just real quick, you know, if people can't control themselves, you can get free birth control in any city, just about. You can get free birth control. When a woman goes and has an abortion, it's like a mushroom effect. It affects, of course, the murder of that child. It affects the mother. Once it sinks in, oh, my God, I murdered my baby. She goes on in life, and then maybe she might have another child. And every time she looks at that child, she feels guilty because she murdered the sister or the brother of that child. She's in a relationship. She has a husband or a boyfriend, and he's wondering what's wrong with this person. Maybe he doesn't know what she did in the past. So she's harboring guilt and all the pain of her choice what she did. It's a mushroom effect. It affects not only the child, the mother, the other person who helped make the baby, the future children. Then there's health effects too, not only the mental complications. You sometimes have health issues. Sometimes if it's not done right, you can't have another child. And just think how many senators and pastors and mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, leaders of the communities, teachers, people who can make a difference in life, and that doesn't even matter whether they could or not, that have been murdered.
But I disagree with
hold
you.
Hold on, Stanley, hold up. I gotta let some other folks in. Private caller, your mic is on.
Yeah, this is Mr. Solution. Are you speaking
to me? Solution. Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey,
yeah, I think you made a good
Hold on.
Just a moment ago, Tracy. But the point I would like to make that none of you are making is the fact that the law is creating the problem. They're setting up the distinction. We already know that competition makes things better. It makes us better. The woman has no competition with respect to reproductive rights. If a male had the same rights as a female and could contest her pregnancy, in other words, say he doesn't want to be the father, that's what Roe versus Wade did. It gave women the power to opt out of parenthood. They couldn't do that, certainly in the same numbers, prior to Roe versus Wade. But if males – see, there needs to be a fight. Fight is healthy. There needs to be competition. If males could say no – that means that each pregnancy would have to be argued. So women would think ahead because it is the woman who gets pregnant, so she has to take the primary responsibility. There's no way of getting around that. And so if the law didn't support women in whichever direction they went, then, of course, women would have to think about their behavior long and hard. And that would reduce. See, I'm for prevention. You know the old adage. And also prevention is worth a pound of cure. So in talking about abortions, just like you said, Tracy, it wouldn't get to that point. They would take birth control. Women would be responsible. But as it is now, women are encouraged to have bastard children. They're encouraged by the courts and by the general society because having bastard children is subsidized. You follow me?
And me and Solutions don't agree but twice a year, and I think this is the second time. I actually believe that.
Tracy, let me say this because it's very important.
Well, actually, Tracy, we could agree every time if you would just agree that I'm right, because I am.
No, we can't do that. Go ahead, Solutions.
Okay, in Europe, all right, when you talk about education, education is followed up by action, because most mothers, when a child gets to what you call the promiscuous age, all right, they might preach not having sex to their child, but they also make sure that that child has the opportunity to take or get on contraceptives, okay, such as birth control pills, just in case.
But Jay, this
just
is the issue.
Just in case.
You know, we had a show with a bunch of men here one day, and it was really, really good. I think you may have missed it. And the show was really phenomenal because I said if my 15-year-old daughter came to me and said, listen, I want to have birth control, I would go out and take her to the doctor and make sure and put her on birth control.
Right.
But the thing is, hold on. Americans, we are supposed to be Americans. I am not European. And let me say this. That's what's wrong with us. A European has been a free sexual society for a very, very long time.
Congressman Charlie Wilson, why did you do it? How could you?
They have been that way. That's not who we Americans are. And we need to define if we're going to be American or if we're going to be European.
No, but understand where I'm trying to go with this. The problem is, though, I'm giving you my personal opinion because I fly back and forth. Okay. In America, you have, how can I say it? False, I'm probably not using the right words, I'm trying to get it out right. They present themselves to be something that they're not when it comes to morals, okay? Because one, everybody's in church on Sunday automatically, like clockwork, and we know what happens when a lot of those people leave church. They're
again,
going out doing dirt.
You're right, and don't get me wrong, Jay.
It comes
I'm not
the same
talking
way
about
when it
I'm
comes
not,
to
no, no,
sex
no,
to
no.
their child, though.
No.
You need
Jay,
to wait until you whatever.
Jay,
but that's not what they really believe in their heart because they didn't do it themselves.
But what I'm saying to you is Americans need to go back to becoming Americans. See, at one time
but society
we were
needs to come back. Go back to. You said it earlier. I'm gonna help you out. Society needs to go back to God.
Absolutely, but Americans
that would
to,
solve everything.
America needs to go back to being American, and what we've done is we've left our American way. Because, see, if you told me that I got to take care of all these kids that I'm having, I'd change my ways. I'm serious.
Okay.
Hold up. If you told me that when I lose this one job, when I get fired from this one job, that I'm not going to get 99 weeks of unemployment, I'm going to do my best to keep that one job. Until I find a better way. I'm just not going to come to late, work late and stay and take off days. I'm going to do better. But because I've become so un-American that I have become something that we don't even know what America looks like anymore, we are just a bunch of lazy folks going nowhere. I think that was you, Rick.
Well, yeah. What I was going to say, Trace, was when you're talking about, and I'm going to bring it all in together, when you're talking about racism, when you're talking about prejudice, when you're talking about these babies being aborted and gay marriage, now this is the new definition of America, where America has truly become that country that is a melting pot of cultures and concepts and ideas. And now here, this is where I want to attack all of it,
and say America has truly, to me, my opinion, is probably one of the greatest terrorist nations in the world. Why? Because terrorism encompasses prejudice, it encompasses racism, it encompasses everything negative that attacks the psyche of mankind, men and women alike. So where the woman was talking about the effects of abortion, well, that's a part of terrorism. I want to get you to be so jacked up mentally that you can't now function in society correctly because I'm still dealing with a decision that I made that I should have never made, that I should have never found myself in a predicament to be in the first place. Which now brings us to all of these kids that you're talking about, Jay Early, that are being born into this society, that are affecting the way we do function in society and what we want to call normal today. It's not normal. No, it's not normal for a woman to have a kid on her own. Neither is it normal for two gay women to adopt a kid. That's way unnormal. How do you two gay women in their right mind think they're going to rear a child correctly? How do you do
again,
that?
Again, hold on, Rick. The same way as me as a woman think I need to raise my child without a daddy.
Well, that's unnatural and undesirable also.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
So,
that's what I'm saying. Me sitting up here thinking that I am woman, hear me roar, I don't need no man. All I want to do is go and have a baby and raise it on my own without him.
But again,
and
Tracy, the law subsidizes you in being completely different.
One at a time.
The law subsidizes women in being completely dysfunctional. And what we don't do in analyzing this problem is look at the roles that each person plays. We just talk about the problem, and we don't talk about it from a solution orientation. And, of course, like I say, the law set the foundation for what we all do. It sets the framework. And so we have to understand how the law encourages this dysfunctional behavior. And people profit off that. For example, when they give single mothers, when they give women, voluntary single
mothers.
Do
me a favor. Don't make it quick because I want to get to a couple calls before I get done with my show today.
Sure. Voluntary single mothers should be outlawed. The law supports that because they have CCA, which is Correction Corporation of America, and GO Inc., to house those dysfunctional and criminally oriented both males and females that the single female produces. So we need to talk about that, from a solution orientation as opposed to just a entertainment vantage point.
Private caller, your mic is on. I got a new caller calling for a private number. Your mic is on.
Oh, it's me again. I got on another phone.
Okay.
I agree with you on the panel as far as children having babies. I agree with that. I agree that abstinence would be great, but it's not going to happen. Hello?
I agree. Robin, listen to this. It's not going to happen, but if I don't have a backup as free as I have, I'm going to think twice about it.
Yep.
You understand? I mean,
okay,
right now. Hold on, Let's look at these young kids, these 13, 14-year-old babies that are having babies.
We've been through this before, exactly. Hold on a minute, okay?
No, I don't have to hold on a minute. You're missing the point. Missing the point. I don't have to.
She got the button.
Mute
you.
I don't have to hold on a minute.
And I've talked to you about them before, okay? They are going to have abortions. They are going to put their lives in danger.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
They've done it before.
Robin, they did not do it
before.
They did not do it before when it was illegal at 13.
They did it when I was a kid.
Robin, when you was a kid, it was legal.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, well, they couldn't afford it.
I'm 62 years old, Stacey.
Robin, I know.
Stacey,
and it was,
I'm 62. It was not legal.
Robin, when you were a young woman and you were a teenager, abortion became legal in the 60s.
Thank you.
I was born in 50, okay?
And by 1962, you were 12.
I told you.
Robin.
My aunt had an illegal abortion.
Robin,
she almost
I don't
died.
Listen.
Kids
she, listen,
had abortions, and some a lot of them died.
You ain't listening. If you was born in 1950, and by the time you was 12, it was 62, and legal and abortions became legal. What I'm saying is, what people, we don't understand. People were having illegal abortions because they weren't easily accessible. You didn't have an abortion clinic on every corner. So they were going to the roughshod places because you couldn't afford to go.
How come they didn't go to the doctor if it was legal?
Because doctors didn't perform abortions. They had a little bit more. They didn't do it that way.
A lot of doctors did.
You got to realize we didn't have that kind of money in the 60s.
The rich kids went to doctors.
They had money to get
abortions.
Robert.
Right. They had their abortions by doctors.
They had.
Yeah, abortions came about in after the 73 Supreme Court decision, Roe versus Wade. I think the pill became promoted in the 60s, you know, the free love and all that, but it was contemporary with the hippie movement. But abortion, and we could avoid abortion. I talk about, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, Solutions.
Yeah, what we talk about, we should talk about prevention. And it is amazing to me, all these intelligent people, and I know what the fear is. We don't want to, hold a woman accountable. But the woman is in control of all of this. The female
exactly.
The female is in control of what's going on. And the government supports her choice.
Well,
are
that's 100%. Probably, too, a lot because you got women getting pregnant and men saying it's not mine.
Well, men should have the right to do that because, see, we don't force women to be mothers. And this is the point. See, the powers that be understand that the average person will react emotionally and not intellectually to this problem. We could solve this problem if we, the churches, the community, us as individuals, we could solve this problem pretty much within 5 years. So we don't even have to take abortion away. We can just we don't have to take abortion away. We can just have women not choose to use it because they're being responsible in other areas.
Why laid on the women? How come?
Well, because it is the woman. The woman gets pregnant.
Right. Exactly.
And they know that we're too stupid.
Because, see, you guys talk out of both sides of your head.
How is
that
we
know that
we're too stupid to acknowledge that?
I'm talking about men. No, you're too stupid to acknowledge. What it is.
That's what I'm saying. They know that you will react
and they ice cream, too.
Robin.
You know, they'll beg a young girl not to use protection.
Robin,
you know,
you gotta
and then you want her taking pills. Everything is on her until the baby comes.
Robin,
you know,
Robin,
but it's all about you before the baby.
Robin, you got to listen to what he was saying. You jumped on him before you gave him a chance to fully explain what he was saying.
And the power is the.
I'm hearing what he's saying. It's all about
okay,
the woman.
Let him finish.
We know that women like Robin will, and men, Robin is not just alone, but they know the public will act like Robin. So what Robin is saying, and ultimately do nothing. She's saying, well, since I can blame the man, no one has to do anything, and we just allow the problem to continue. That's what Robin's position. Robin's position is to saw the baby in half. Robin's position is to saw the baby in half to resolve the problem.
Robin? Who is Robin?
Well, what's your name? I thought that was you.
No, I'm not Robin.
What is your name? Who are you? I'm Mr. Solution. Who are you?
I'm Libra.
Okay, Libra. So they know that women like you will be argumentative and will not want to resolve the problem and will just want to allow it to continue as is. They know you won't do anything. They know the effect of most people like you would be to do nothing. They know that.
Oh, you know me that well.
Well, they know you that well, and it's clear by the argument that you're making.
You
won't even consider the other side.
Because you see, the thing is, my dear, I don't have any children.
But that's not the point. The point is your idea about...
But I have watched a lot of crap in my 62 years, and I have watched a lot of men deny babies.
Unless a man rapes a woman, it's the woman's choice. It's a woman's choice to have sex,
look,
to get pregnant.
Man, come on, you're a man. You're a man.
No,
you know
Robin.
How y'all do. You know
you've
how
been,
y'all do.
You've been here for 52 years,
Libra.
And you haven't learned
you
how to
you know what y'all do.
Libra.
Baby,
Libra.
If you
Libra.
Love me,
Libra.
You will.
That still don't stop you from closing your legs and saying no.
But, baby, if you
but
love
nothing.
Me,
but
you
nothing.
Will.
But nothing
well,
still don't stop
you
from closing your
legs. If you love me or somebody else that'll do for me what you won't do.
Then what you
should
do is go ahead.
These are young kids talking about. These are young girls. We're
not
talking about grown women.
Your point is, though.
Young women are manipulative as older women.
Unless
you look at older women, they and young girls act the same way. In their personal lives, they behave the same irresponsible way. It doesn't matter the age.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't. I'm telling you, it doesn't. You act the same way as a young girl. You act as irresponsibly as a young girl does. It's the same thing. Irresponsibility is irresponsibility regardless of age.
He's right on that one.
And a child is still a child.
Yeah, but being irresponsible is the same either way.
Look.
This is the point they make when the politicians pass this law.
What
they
are the
pass
guys
it for
being?
The purpose of profit. It is profitable for them. They, you know, the if you guys look up Correction Corporation of America, it trades on the New York Stock Exchange. They make billions of dollars a year, and they get taxpayer money. That's the whole thing behind the bureaucratic child support system. It's not about the money they get from men. Now, they demonize men, but they use that demonization to get federal tax dollars. The states could not support what you call child support. They have to get kickbacks from the federal government. But they use the woman as the conduit. She's the trigger. She's the conduit mechanism. And they use her because they know if they give her all the power, she will be predictably irresponsible. Okay? And that is exactly what women say. When they say, well, it goes both ways, what they're really saying is, I don't want to deal with it with specificity in the way that the woman is held accountable. So I'll say it goes both ways to escape any accountability or responsibility. Women could control this, and women are controlling what happens. They're just in league with the government and the other people in high positions that support this. All we have to do is see through it and stop falling into the game that they have laid down for us to play. That's all we have to do.
And why
we can
can't men be responsible
effect.
And take care and own and love the children that they make?
Yeah, but if men don't want children, what you're stupid to? If men don't want children,
you got one more time to call me stupid, okay?
You are stupid. If men, your ideas are stupid. If men don't want to take care of kids, they should not have to. That's the
well,
point.
We all need to quit having sex.
No, women need to be
y'all
responsible. I agree
sex.
That men should
why
be responsible, too.
Find a
but
hooker.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Why
hold on.
Don't you go get a hooker?
There
you
was a woman,
watch.
There was
y'all
a doctor,
a
female doctor out of Chicago that harvested sperm in her mouth. She performed fellatio. She harvested the sperm in her mouth and artificially inseminated herself and became pregnant. The court will allow
that was on her.
Would you wait a minute? Court will allow bald-faced fraud in the reproductive situation because
oh,
they
come
want to
on. And how many times does a woman do something like that?
Not the point. The point is she's irresponsible every time
she... The point is men are irresponsible.
Wait, wait a minute. The woman is... Do you put any responsibility on the woman? Can you fathom that?
Of course I do. But I put
what
it on
What responsibility do
it's
you put on the woman?
Both
yes,
of
here.
You're not going to put it on one and not put on the other. Because she
what
can't make a baby
by herself. What responsibility do you put on the woman?
And
otherwise you're lying.
If he would take his little thing and go out and spend some money and buy some, he wouldn't
okay.
be getting...
What responsibility do you put on the woman? I'm not going to let you weasel out of this question.
I'm not weaseling out of the question. I said they're both responsible.
Answer the question. Answer how she is responsible.
She is responsible because she gave it up. He's responsible because he begged for it.
Now, if she is, well, a man shouldn't have to beg for sex because women
but
want sex
do,
too.
But they
if,
do.
If she
but
would be
do.
Responsible,
but
then there would
do.
Be no problem because a woman
you've
can
never,
negate.
You've never talked a girl out of it.
A woman
when
can
you
negate
young,
anything that a male
out,
does.
When
you
were young,
that?
When did you lose your virginity? That's the
you,
question.
Look, you're not even making
no,
sense. It sounds like
question.
You're drunk.
When
you're
did
inebriated.
You lose your virginity?
It sounds like you are inebriated. You should hang up and
when
go take
you,
a rest.
Why don't you answer the question? When did you lose your virginity? It's a simple question.
That has nothing to do with the issue.
Yes, it does. Okay, you're calling me stupid. Let me hear you say you're a virgin until
you got
married.
May not be stupid, but your argument is stupid.
Were you a virgin until you got married?
Wait a minute. You may not be stupid, but your argument is stupid.
Were you a virgin until you got married?
I was Libra. I was 21.
Huh?
I was.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay, well, hey, you are an exception to the rule.
See, the thing of it
but
is, you can't reply.
You won't answer the question. That's
you
why
can't
quote
said, your question is stupid. You can't replace irresponsibility
well, she was
on the woman.
A virgin at the time, too.
You refuse to see the woman as
no,
responsible,
refuse,
and that is
you
the problem.
You throw a stone and hide your hand behind your back.
Look, that's stupid.
No,
I gotta
no,
tell
you're
you.
Stupid. You're stupid.
That is stupid. Your arguments are
question,
stupid.
And that shows how stupid you are. Because
no,
I
your arguments
question,
are stupid because
you
can't understand
mine.
Truth. And all you're doing is arguing emotionally,
no
not
comes
factually.
Out of anybody's mouth that can't answer a question. So I'm
the question is
liar.
The question is irrelevant and immaterial.
No, it's not irrelevant. No, it's not. It's only irrelevant because it pertains to you.
My position would be this. You know, people should wait until they're in a committed relationship to get
did
married.
Did you wait? Did you
yeah,
wait?
People should wait until
did
they're in a committed
wait?
Relationship to
did
have sex. But what
wait?
Has happened is
did
we have an
wait?
Economic clash with sexual maturity. So, therefore, at one time, people got married much earlier. And I think that
did you
should be
wait?
The case today. But see, what happens with you, you don't listen to men.
You
like the
you
average woman
to you.
Who
you
keeps
don't
talking,
mouth. You don't
and,
answer my questions. You're nobody important to me.
Yeah, you're
and
a bitch.
To
that's
listen
the point.
To you, answer my question.
What's your question? What the hell is your question?
When this is my fucking question. When did you lose your virginity?
Your ass had to go to the military to sign up. You would have more respect for men because it is men who...
I don't have none for you.
It is the power of men who support your ass. It is the power of men that support your ass in this society.
You still ain't answered the question. You still have not answered the question.
Dumbass question. What is your question?
You know what my question is? When did you lose your virginity? And how old was the girl that you lost it with?
I don't remember. Now, there's your answer.
Oh, that's a lie. Every man remembers his first.
Well, I just told you I don't. So I mean,
you're
what,
lying.
What's
you're
here?
Lying. You're lying.
See, this is the reason
every
that I can imagine that your ass is single.
Time. And you
no man
no
would tolerate this kind
man.
Of, a, you know,
you're just
from a
liar.
Woman. You're a bitch.
So I'm gonna let you go with that lie. But believe me, everybody on the airwaves, everybody on the phone knows that you told a lie.
It doesn't even matter. Your question
is
irrelevant.
Yes, it does matter. On the topic that we're talking about, you need, since you got so much to say about women.
No. The point is,
you
is that you
talk
can't
about,
hold women
you're
accountable
talking about
because
what women
you're
are responsible for and how well, women
you
are
done.
You
are a loudmouth
problem. You're not a part of the situation, part of the solution. You're part of the problem.
Loudmouth coward and a bitch.
Oh, I'm not, your mama's a bitch.
She would be if she acted like you.
Your mama's a bitch.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Ooh, man.
It's good that men
boy.
Hear this, because this is the kind of stuff that men have to put up with. No wonder they leave. And she's 62 years old. Can you imagine?
That's right. That's right. You
can you imagine how many men you've
you
run away?
You don't have the right to ever call me out of my name.
But, you know, I'm talking about
never.
Your behavior. Your behavior
never.
Is that of a
never.
Bitch.
Never. And I thought there was never, you don't never call anybody out of their name. Didn't your mama teach you better than that?
I speak the truth. Your behavior
didn't your mama
is that
teach you no better
bitch,
than that?
Malicious.
Your mama taught you to go around calling women bitches.
Notice, Webster defines a bitch as a domineering, malicious, and spiteful woman.
Oh,
that's
I don't
want
to hear that dumb stuff.
That well,
we
that,
know
that's
what
the
it
reason
means.
You
we
don't change.
We know what it means. A bitch is a female dog, and that's all it is.
Ignorant.
You come up
so
with
go crack open your dictionary that
you
rarely.
You know,
and you will
your
see
name
that
anyway.
I quoted it
so
correctly.
So, in case I see you around here, I can smack you upside your head. What's your name?
You're a violent bitch, also.
Yeah, just like your mother.
There you go.
That's right. There I go.
And this is what men are supposed to put up with? No wonder they flee.
Are you what women are supposed to put up? You call women bitches?
Well, women who act
that?
As bitches,
we're
yes, I do call them
that.
That, sure.
You're supposed to be professional.
I
and
am
you
professional.
You can't handle yourself no better than that.
Wait
you're
a minute,
the
I am professional and accurate.
No, you ain't professional. You ain't professional at all.
If you have to encounter what men do, you have to have more respect.
I don't care how mad they get, they don't say what you said.
This is why I am definitely for women having
to
register for the Selective Service.
You need to be off the radio. And I
need
to know your
name. Well, why don't
you
go and lie down? You're probably
your name so that if you ever try to do anything, I will be right there working against you.
Exactly. You're one of those older women
yeah,
that the Bible talks
right.
about.
I will
a malicious,
work against a fool every time.
You're a malicious gossip and probably
yeah.
a heavy
no, I'm
drinker.
Not. I don't gossip,
and you
honey.
Should
I
just excuse yourself.
You are the one that's malicious. You.
Well, why don't you just be quiet?
I think you
okay,
a woman
I'm malicious.
Hater.
Why
that's
don't
what
you
I
stop.
Think you are. I think you a woman hater. You're probably gay undercover.
Well, I do hate
and don't
bitches.
Come
yes.
out.
I do hate bitches. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, you hate your mother.
Well,
so
if my mother
no
was a bitch, you're
that.
Right.
I have no problem with that. You hate
your
mother,
see,
your
you don't know my
your
mother, so you're talking
your
out of your
sister,
nethermost
your
office.
You hate them all.
Well, no, I don't. I love
yes,
respectful.
You, do. You hate
women
in general. That's
I love
why you
good
lay
women because God loves.
You want to lay everything on women, and
virtuous
men are just
woman,
clean.
Like
it, they just get a clean slate.
Like Proverbs 31 talks about the virtuous woman.
The
if you acted that
you
way, I would even like
virginity.
You.
When did you lose your virginity?
I just told you, I don't recall.
No, you never
I
did tell me because you don't recall. You're lying.
Well, it was when I was in college. Did you go
you're
to college,
lied.
By the way?
I don't believe you was in college. I believe you was probably in junior high school or high school.
Okay, that's beside the point. Did you go to college?
No,
did,
it
did
ain't
you
beside
attend college?
The point. No, it's not beside the point.
Okay,
the
did
point
you attend
is,
college?
How old was it going? Was it a 30-year-old woman you went to bed with the first time?
Now, you're an old-ass woman,
was it a 30-year-old woman?
Was
it a 21-year-old woman? You know,
hey,
how
look
old
at your
was the
example.
You went to bed with for the first
these,
time?
You're
you know,
these
that,
decades,
that was irresponsible.
Look
enough
at all these decades you are, and look how
ass.
You're behaving.
Yes,
you're behaving like an adolescent.
I'm behaving just like you.
You're behaving as an adolescent, which means you're immature.
My scales bounce up and down, and you have got them all tangled. So
women don't. A lot of women do not mature with age like this woman here. She's not mature.
You get you.
And you would be a booty call. You're probably a 62-year-old booty call.
And your mama was probably a booty call. You were
probably
made from a booty call. Have you wouldn't have your DNA tested next to your daddy's yet to see if that's really your daddy?
Okay, let me ask you this. If you can get clarity for a moment, I believe you're drunk.
Because
you're
too
don't you just
stupid to have a conversation
and stop arguing. There you go. That's
now,
beautiful.
Tracy.
You know, there's a passage in the Bible that says the foolish woman clears her house. The wise woman builds her house up.
Don't talk the Bible. Don't.
But the foolish woman tears her house down with her own hands.
Is there anything
in
the Bible that tells you to call women bitches?
I think you are a shining example of a
foolish woman. Is there anything in the Bible that tells you to call women bitches?
But you are a bitch.
Is there anything in the Bible?
Yeah, you are a bitch.
Tells you to call women
yes.
bitches. If you can't tell me where that is at in the Bible, I don't want to hear you talking about the Bible.
You now a lot of guys who suffer from tiny ball syndrome will not call you a bitch because they're scared. But
anyway.
I will. You are a bitch.
Your mama's a bitch. So like I said, I don't have a problem with it.
That's what I'm saying.
Anything
there you go.
You call me, you calling your mama. And any other female in your family.
My mother did not
behave
like
you do. That
includes
your kids, if you got any daughters. That
my
includes
mother
them
would
too,
never behave
because see, their
like
boyfriends
do.
Will do them like you. They will call
number
them
one,
bitches.
Number one, let me tell you
okay
the difference.
For
my mother would
do it. So they can be bitches, and they will accept it. Because if you
my
do it over the radio, you do it out there
to get
in the street.
Into an argument
you
with
do
the
it out there in the street.
Are you finished?
Yeah, until you open your mouth and say something stupid.
There you go. There you go. We men love women like you, let me tell you. You are our ideal.
You need to.
You, a woman of your genre or ilk is our ideal. That's
you know
what
I don't care. I don't care if you use 50-cent words.
We
it,
strive
don't change,
to,
it does not change what you are.
Yeah, ilk is a monosyllabic word. That's
are.
One syllable.
And what
that's
you need
syllable.
To do is go
well,
out
actually,
there and find
but,
you a
but
good
the point
man.
Is, but
go
the
find
point
you
is
a good
this.
Man.
Men love
because
women
that's
like
what
you
want.
For booty calls. You make a great booty call, I'm sure.
How you know? You don't know me. You don't know a damn thing about me.
Well, I know your
character.
And you
got the nerve to
me.
Sit on the radio and say things about me that are slanderous. And you don't
no,
even
they,
know
they, no, they're accurate.
You
I
don't
say things
know
that
me.
Aren't accurate.
You
it
don't
may
know
be painful
nothing about
for you to hear
me.
It, and you may bully other men, but I can tell you who you are.
Why, you got upset because, no, you can't tell me who I am.
Actually,
you
I'm not
know
upset.
Me. You don't
actually,
know
I'm
me.
Actually, I'm not upset.
But
can't
I know
you, tell?
You. I know you. From sitting, from talking to you, I know you, and you are
I'm
a woman.
I'm going to use two words
because you
want to
put
words.
Everything on women, and you don't want to put no blame on the men.
Not
you know,
everything.
Men,
just
are good.
What
men
they
are great.
Are
men are wonderful.
Just what they're
and I don't have a problem with men.
Hey, you don't
but
understand
the truth is
that
a
woman has a share of responsibility. You
I did
don't
not
want
say
to own
she didn't
up
have
to that.
A share. I did not say she did not have a share. See,
what is that
about,
share? What is that share? Tell
you're
me the share.
Because I said they both
hold
had
it, hold it, hold it. Tell me
and
what her share
had
is.
A problem with that I pulled the man into it.
Tell me what her share is, please. Tell me what her share is.
What is his share?
What is her share? You said
I told
you, knew.
You. I told you what her share was. What
is it?
Is her
what
share?
Is it? Tell me again,
what is
please.
His share? What is his share?
Tell me her share again.
What is his share?
There you go. What is her share?
Everybody,
you know?
ask one of the other people on the phone. They'll tell you what I said.
found
you
in you.
You tell me, you're a big girl.
You don't even have a
good
memory.
Woman shared.
And I'm
here.
Not going over something with you that I've already been over with you before.
Because
you
don't want
to
acknowledge
my,
the woman share. That's
you
the
still
reason you
haven't
say
answered
it
my question.
You want you don't want to acknowledge that the woman has a share. You want to hide
why
from
do you
that.
Keep
you
telling
are
that lie. Why do
you
don't put words in my mouth? Why do you keep telling that lie?
Wait a minute. You are deceived.
I never said the woman didn't have a share.
What is it? Tell me what it is.
Who? Where did Trace? Where did she get you from?
Tell
you
me what her share is.
Man I have ever talked to.
You're on the radio, and you just make yourself look stupid. What is the woman's
you
share?
Know,
you
know
if you
what
know
I
it,
said.
You can say it. What
but
is
the point
her
is,
share?
It don't matter. I can answer your questions all day long, and you won't
okay,
answer
no,
one
you don't.
For me.
You just
and you won't answer one for me.
You just filibuster is what you do. And I'm glad everybody.
You only answer the question. Wouldn't be no filibuster if you just answer the question.
Everybody see.
How come
you
can't answer the question?
Everybody see that you don't want to
how
acknowledge.
How come you can't answer the question? I answered your question.
Everybody see that you don't want to. You don't want to acknowledge
why
female
don't you
responsibility.
Answer mine?
That's your problem. You are irresponsible, and you don't want to see females being responsible. You are a cover up. You can't have an open and honest conversation with you.
The only thing I said was
well, you are intellectually
that women are going to have abortions anyway. Little girls
are
going to have abortions.
You are intellectually.
And I would rather see them alive than dead.
You should take care of them then.
Well, why don't you? That's
you're
what
intellectually
we're talking about.
Dishonest.
Men need to take care of the babies that they make.
Shut up.
You shut up. You don't even know when you had your first.
Shut up.
You shut up.
That's
because
this.
You
let
stupid
your silence
you don't
be your
answer
wisdom
the question. You didn't
let
answer
your
my
silence
question
be your wisdom.
You didn't answer my question.
Your question is irrelevant and immaterial.
Oh, but my question, but any question you ask is important, right?
Right. You damn right. You got that
you
right.
Kiss my ass, you stupid ass bastard.
Ass is your whole body, so you are an ass, a jackass. You are what all men strive to find in the fairer gender. Remember that. You gone? You going to take a nap? I hope so. Anyone there? Hello, is anyone there? Any of the guys there?